This is Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I'm C4.
And I'm Koba.
I played so much that game.
If it's got EA on it, I'm not going to buy it.
Headshot.
Okay, I don't even know what day it is. Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio. Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I've listened to the show for this long.
Ludicrous Kill.
This is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 139. I'm C4.
And I'm Kobar.
The website is hwhq.com. You can email us at c4.gameradio@gmail.com. You can join us on IRC at irc.oftc.net. The channel is Gamer. It's December 3rd, 2006. You know what that means.
Game of the Year.
Game of the Year time. That's right. We've actually got a post in the forums now under the Game Radio related section, just like we had last year, called, I think it's Game of the Year Show 06, I believe. 06, I think. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. Nominees. And we're foregoing the whole category ordeal that we went through last year because we've pretty much got it nailed.
Yeah, we just pretty much took what we did last year and, you know, spruced it up a little bit for some changes that have happened over the year and just reposted it.
Yeah, with the same idea. What we're going to do, in case it's confusing, you've got 3 votes for any one category, and so your number one vote is going to be worth 3 points, your number two vote worth 2 points, and your number three vote worth only 1 point. We're just going to add up everybody's votes. You can email it to us at the email that we gave earlier in the show, or you can go to the website and get the contact information from the site. There's an explanation in the forums if you're not quite sure how it works. Basically, just post it in the forums there or go ahead and email us. We've got all kinds of mostly the same categories. You know, like Kobar said, we just kind of spruced it up a little bit just to change a few things. But just so everybody's clear, and also so everybody's clear, this is the real 139. I don't know if you noticed this. On 137, I had put 139 in the damn ID3 tag on the MP3 and in the information for the AUG. Not only that, but when I uploaded the damn show to the streams, I called it 139. That was what, I know. And I saved it out of Audacity as 139 for some reason.
That's weird.
I know.
That's probably where the whole thing started.
That's exactly what it was.
You saw 139
and
just typed it out.
Yeah, because normally I don't even like change the number. Just whatever Audacity said, I just type gamer in front of it,
right.
Put a little underscore, and we're good to go. So I wanted to get that in the clear first. Just go ahead and change it to 137 in your tags, because I already updated it on the site. So anybody now downloading it will get the right one. That means I had to change the MD5s and all that. I mean, it's a pain in my butt to try to do something like that. But back to the Game of the Year 2006 stuff. There's quite a few categories here. I'm not quite sure how many, but it seems like an awful lot. But it did work out rather well last year for us. Let's we got to have a best movie category, mm-hmm. because we do, you know, some other entertainment around here. And
every
worst movie category. Yeah, sometimes. A best and a worst movie category. That should be a lot of fun. It's better for movies being just those two categories instead of like best comedy, best drama. We're not based on movies here.
It would take 3 weeks.
You know,
to do a show.
It would be horrible. Absolutely. There's also a best TV show category, a best actor and actress performance, and that's mostly it for those kind of things. The rest of these are basically video game related categories. Our personal favorite, hottest half naked video game chick, which,
considering we got a Dead or Alive Extreme out this year, it should be a pretty good category.
This is going to be a heated battle. This year's going to be awesome. There was a most overused gimmick category, which tends to be the bullet time category, which I don't think is going to win this year.
Nope.
I don't think so. Not at all. There's a best mod category, and I think I can't remember who the winners were last year now, but I want to say it was Gary's mod, wasn't it? For the Half-Life 2?
That sounds very familiar.
Yeah. If not the top one, it was up there, and I bet that won't be on the list this year. Right. They charge for it now.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Wow.
There's a breasts. See? See? Damn Dead or Alive. There's a best homebrew category also. So get to thinking about all the crazy shit that you've done that you're not supposed to do. That's always a great category. Best game you're still waiting for / vaporware category. This is the Duke Nukem Forever category.
And we can still vote for it.
That's the awesomest part of the whole deal. Best game you didn't play / sleeper hit. Now, this is the game that you did not expect to be good.
Or that no one else
expected to be good, right? You know, this is the game that just kind of got overlooked, and just bam, it's actually an awesome game. The best game you acquired and never played, like something that you just waited for hell, you know, to get. There's a lot of games I wait like hell for, you know, that I just drool over them and didn't play.
Either buy them or...
Yeah, I buy these games and I sit on them and I'm like, oh god, I can't wait, and then it just never happens. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I have this giant backlog now. I'm gonna donate points for you and Raibo for Dragon Quest VIII and Final Fantasy XII. You guys are getting negative points. There's a best hardware category for PCs or PC peripherals. This should be a very interesting year. Not a spectacular year, I don't think. It's not going to be absolutely amazing, but there's a few things in the PC hardware scene that are pretty damn nice this year. Mm-hmm. And a best current... Now, this is one of the ones we had to modify. The current gen console hardware, console or peripheral.
Yep.
Last year, awesomely enough, the Xbox 360 controller took the crown, which is saying something, you know, for a controller to beat out the console itself. But things have changed. It's been a year.
Yep.
And that's why it doesn't say, you know, best console hardware of the year. That would severely limit.
We did this for two reasons. Not only can the 360 stay in the running, because it is in the running for your pocketbook, as well as next year, if PS3 like shoots out ahead and all of a sudden has all these great games, it can be voted next year. So next year, these three consoles will still be in the running.
Exactly. As is the DS and the PSP.
Right.
Because they're still, you know, they're still, like you said, taking money from your pocketbook. They're still able to pick them up in the store today. The GBA, no. You cannot vote for the GBA. That's out. That's gone. It's dead. Goodbye. I'm sorry. Have a nice day. Japan. They're still selling 10 a week or something, though. Best Xbox Live Arcade game. This was an added feature. We did not have this category last year.
Although we should probably extend that to the...
previous titles?
No. The Sony version.
Okay, we talked about that. Yeah, the PlayStation Live Arcade. we talked about it on IRC. We had our little short discussion about some of the categories today. And our feelings were this. There's only two games out for that
right
now. They both suck ass. And we didn't even know it existed earlier today. Like, we weren't sure if they were out yet. I was under the impression they weren't out yet. There is a best... free or commercial independent game. Wait, yeah, commercial independent game. So, actually, this year should be more interesting than last year, I think, since we've played a considerable amount more of these kind of games.
Yeah.
Just our failed efforts at going ahead and doing the indie game thing.
And in fact, although you have to pay for them, a lot of the Xbox Live Arcade games fit under that category, too, is actually. A lot of those are indie games that got thrown, that
yeah, I guess I can see that.
Arcade.
Geometry Wars is not allowed.
Okay.
That's not... It's from friggin' the guys who did Project Gotham. I mean, that doesn't count. But, like all the Ninja Bee games are okay. You know, they get... Well, I don't know if it's all of those. I don't know if he just has that one.
There's a couple.
Okay. I thought I saw the logo creep up a couple times, but definitely something like that could work. Best compilation? I have a feeling I'm going to smell some Capcom action this year.
There were some good compilations this year.
There was. There really was. Last year, what won? Souls.
Yeah.
Dawn of Souls for the Final Fantasy for the GBA. Dawn of Souls took that one. That's right. Best action game. These are all generic categories. Best adventure game. Best first-person shooter. Fighting platform racing puzzle. Role-playing game. Best MMO. Now, this includes all MMOs with active servers.
Okay.
So you douchebags can still vote for Ultima Online all you fucking want, okay? Best sports game. Best strategy game. That's real-time strategy or turn-based strategy. There's just not a whole lot of releases in that genre, you know.
This year was pretty bone dry.
Yeah, I already have my winner picked out.
Right.
You know, we know this one for sure. There was a Heroes release this year. Best single-player gaming experience. This was one of the ones that we added after talking about changing up the categories a little bit just to make them more interesting and less generic.
Right.
And I think this was a really cool category because, you know, I've got a million stories for a million different games, but what kicked my ass this year? You know, what blew my mind this year? And I don't know if you've got any ideas for yours yet.
A couple, actually.
Things like, I think a lot of people think immediately, oh, Gears of War is going to be the kind of game, you know? But no. As awesome as, well, actually, that'll maybe go into our second category. Right. Actually, I forgot all about that. Best multiplayer gaming experience. Something like that could fit for that. But I'm thinking about all those hours playing Geometry Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so much so that I get screwed up in the head while I'm playing that game, to where you start seeing patterns that aren't there. You know? I mean, God, it's insane. Or playing Final Fantasy III while you're driving around. Mm-hmm. That is a hell of an experience, you know? It's, trust me, something else. And then, of course, probably the two favorite categories. Worst game of the year. Now, this kind of becomes the biggest disappointment game, you know? And then, of course, best game of the year. Which is, I can't wait. I love this. This is, it's such a fun show, and we get tons of emails and stuff on the forum, posts on the forums about it. So go ahead, go to hwhq.com/forum. If you can't figure that out, hwhq.com, somewhere on there you can click forum on the left. Go to the game radio related section. It's towards the bottom. It should be on the bottom, actually. Mm-hmm. And, click on the very first announcement or sticky thread. You can go ahead and cast your vote there. The categories are listed there. You can just copy and paste them into your response and edit underneath. A little description is nice too. You know, so if you type in why, let's say, you know, of your three choices.
Huh? Particularly on the experience one.
Yeah, oh, that's going to be the best.
Those are story questions.
Cushion, listen up. you know, yeah, so if you want to put, you know, whatever for your best game of the year, let's say it's, you know, oh, what's that game called? For the PS3 that hella sucks. Let's say your best game of the year is that Gundam whatever it is for the PS3.
Mobile Suit Gundam or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, write us a little, you know, a little couple of sentences, you know, just to let us know on there. It always helps because we end up picking some of the best ones and reading them during the show to kind of share everybody's experiences. I get really excited over this show. I love it. I think it's so great because, you know, we've said it before, we don't do the show for us. We could sit around and talk to each other on the phone all day. Mm-hmm. We do it, you know, for fun, for everybody to listen to and to meet these people, to talk to people, which is why it's nice to talk to people on IRC and in the forums and whatnot.
I was even surprised a couple times last year, going, really? That game was that good?
Yeah, huh? Yeah, yeah. There was definitely stuff that I did not know about. So that's why I have a lot of fun with it. You know, we get to hear people's experiences throughout the entire year, even with all their games and their consoles and whatnot. I mean, for God's sakes, if you had picked the Xbox 360 as the best console of the year, let us know why. You know, because I bought this goddamn game for this, you know, or console for friggin' Geometry Wars that I had to go through this much hell to play. You know, or whatever the case. Let's hear your stories. That's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So, I am digging that. And it's usually one of those extra long episodes, the kind that we're famous for, particularly after we miss an episode. Hi to our friends at Lag Radio for pointing out our what's the word? Touché. They kicked our asses in that after poking them. Hey, it still stands. They're on 42 now. I just heard it last night or the night before, and they're still on 37 on the website. But at least they do it every week, which is nice. They've got us beat there.
When you hit 139, come back to us.
Oh!
You might miss one every now and then.
Oh, I think that he just laid down the noob hammer on you guys. That's all right. They're playing WoW. They're playing WoW. It's okay. I'm not talking to him anymore. We have two short, very, very, very short emails this week. We have they're less emails and more little comment. Well, one's a little comment and one's a little bit longer. The first email was from Tatsujin. And this was actually directed at me. I'm not so sure if this was poking fun at a certain somebody, probably me, because I talk too much. Hey, C4, good thing about your Wii dying is, of course, Kobor gets to talk a lot more about Wii stuff. Haha, great show as always, Tats. And that's true. No, I'm actually really happy about that. I really am, because it's like, oh, cool. Thank God I can kind of be quiet for some of the time now.
But if I fucking play the thing.
This is true. I was going to actually mention this later on in the shows where I was going to kind of bring that up. I don't know if you saw that. The first week thing. It was before we started the main topic of the show, because this week we didn't really have a whole lot of like new gaming experiences to talk about. Last 2 weeks were just a blowout, you know? There was a lot of shit in the last 2 weeks. Gaming has been good for us. And as one of the guys pointed out to me at work, I'm sitting there looking through like ads for like Toys R Us and Circuit City and Best Buy and CompUSA, and I'm like, man, all these ads suck. There's no good games out. And he's like, it's a new week in gaming, you know? After we just had, like, two big console releases, tons of games come out, it was kind of funny, just the way he put it, you know, like, Jesus Christ, you know, go fucking play some of these other games. But I had beat Final Fantasy III, the remake for the DS, and that took me it did take me longer than I thought, but it was mainly because I went around and did a bunch of extra crap and grinded and leveled up quite a bit, and I was really focused on, like, trying to become, like, overly powerful. And I have this bad habit, I don't know if anybody else does this, I collect shit in these games. Like, it is my duty to walk around with 99 potions, 99 antidotes, 99, you know. It
takes you like 5 minutes to search through your little inventory to figure out where everything
yes,
is.
Yes, it's terrible. Yeah. I try to collect as much of that crap as possible. Use as few Phoenix Downs during the game as possible if you can't buy them. You know, in that case, you know, you're saving them there. I think I had, I don't know, some absurd amount, like 20 of them saved up for the last boss and didn't end up using one. You know, I have to do it. I never use the tent, the sleeping bags, the cottages.
I'm not sure I've ever used any of that.
Yeah, I don't do it. And you know what the worst part is? It would make your experience probably a lot easier.
Sure.
Like, I make it hard on myself. I will, like, I bought Final Fantasy V for the Game Boy Advance. Since I beat 3, I wanted to play through this. I never finished it when I picked it up before on the translated ROM. And, you know, whatever. I just never got into it. And so now it's awesome. Playing awesome Super Nintendo graphics on a portable system is just cool. I'm looking forward in February to Final Fantasy VI. I'll be picking that up. I guarantee it. But for now, Final Fantasy V is going to have to do. And what I'm doing, of course, is I've played to a certain point, and then I, like, walk from the town to, like, the place where I know I'm supposed to be and back. Right? And, like, I kill stuff and blow out all my mana on the way there and then walk back and rest. And then I do it again and again and again to the point where I can, like, walk around when I'm up there now for a while. Then I go back to the town and rest instead of using a tent or a cottage or whatever. I don't know why. It's a sickness. I get all kinds of OCD about things like this.
I usually just walk back and forth. Like two squares right in front of the town entrance for a while.
Yeah, I was doing that when I started, but what was happening was the enemies were way too weak.
Right.
So I had to move on. There's no other town. And I was like, oh, to hell with this. Plus, I kept getting jumped by this stupid guy. He doesn't attack you. He doesn't give you any experience wherever I am. And he gives you one ability point, and he has 500 hit points. So it like blows like four Black Mage spells to kill this guy, or he runs away after a certain amount of time, too. And it's where the town was, it was asinine. So I just walked away. In any case, our second email was from Frozen Walkway. Hey guys, this is just a video that I thought you might enjoy. Hell, I'm not a true Zelda fan, but I thought it was cool. It talks about how all the games that ever came out for Zelda connect together and make sense. Now, he gave us a YouTube link to the sixth part in this series, and I've actually seen this before, so credit has to go to the guys on IRC. I can't even remember who told me now. I don't know, it was like three people told me to watch this. So they finally convinced me to watch these like, I don't know, a week ago maybe. And it's what it is GameTrailers.com has done, it's called Zelda Retrospective. Now, if you go to Game Trailers, God help you, if you can navigate that site, by all means, try to find it. But if you can't, like me, it is the poorest design of a website, try tinyurl.com/YankeeBravoVictorQueen, let's see, Charlie... Cake. Charlie 7, okay? YBVQC7. And this is actually a link to something else. Ribo hooked me up with this. Four Color Rebellion had them, just the links right there.
Right.
Download all of them. They're small. You know, they're not long. They're maybe between 3 and 11 minutes. There's 6 of them total, so you can like download the first one then start downloading the rest of the parts as you watch part number 1. And it's really, really cool because the first 5 parts take you through every single Zelda game. Except for like the CDI games. They mention them, but that's like it.
CDI games?
Remember this Philips CDI games? The terrible Zelda. There was 3 of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
They weren't done by Nintendo. No? Well, you'll have to watch them all.
Can they be called Zelda?
One was Link's Adventures, I think. One was The Legend of Zelda something, I think. And one was Zelda something.
Huh.
Zelda's Adventure or something. I can't remember what it was now, but they were ass. They were complete ass.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they were more like... Well, I don't even want to talk about them. They're bad. So anyway, like the first part will take you through like, you know, the Nintendo games. And part 2 will take you through, you know, Link to the Past and like Link's Awakening. And then the third part takes you through Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask. You know, they basically cover every single Zelda game. It's really, really a good watch. And at first I was all kinds of against it. I was like, oh, what the hell do I want to watch this for? I've played them before. Mm-hmm. Man, I turned on that first part and just...
Tripped down memory lane.
Yeah, they did such a good job with this retrospective that I was just blown away. I mean, you get to hear the music from the old ones, you know, and it's like, it occurs to you, like, wow, how good that tune was. And if they screwed up that, if they would have screwed up on the original The Legend of Zelda game, the series would suck. Like, you'd be pissed off because you wouldn't be able to play it for that long, and it would have just fallen off into obscurity because they were like, oh, the music's so bad I can't wander around this damn overland map forever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So many things could have gone wrong, but it went so right, and it's neat to watch the evolution of this game. Oddly enough, Frozen Walkway says hell, I'm not a true Zelda fan, and I have to wonder if I am. Like, I always say how much I like Zelda, because I had a lot of good times playing it, but you know what I play?
You've been grumbling a lot lately about the new Zeldas.
Well, yeah, it's the older ones I seem to actually like. You know, the Nintendo ones, the Super Nintendo, the Game Boy ones, I adore. I think they're fun games. I love them. I've played through all of those, come to think of it. And just not too big on this Majora's Mask, Ocarina of Time, Wind Waker. They've all been kind of disappointing. However, it's not to say I don't want the controls. And I am actually kind of missing Twilight Princess a bit. Mm-hmm. Like now that it's like sunk in that I had it, the taste, it's gone now.
And I'm telling you, the dungeons are really well done.
I'm sure they are. They usually, I mean, in all of them, they're pretty good. And that's why, and the control system is slick in this. They did a good job with the lock-on and stuff like that. I do like it. Mm-hmm. I do like it. And they didn't use Wind Waker graphics, which is nice. You know, and
they did add some Wind Waker style with the pause.
Yeah.
And the explosioning of the enemies.
Yeah, see, I'm not a big fan of that.
And the enemies look like Wind Waker enemies, not cel-shaded.
Yeah, they did kind of, huh? Yeah. Well, in any case, on to the news. I got to steal that from Lag Radio. On to the news! We have only two little pieces of notes here, I mean, for the news. Gran Turismo HD, a game that we have so much fun making fun of. It's the $1,000 video game.
Fuck yeah.
Is canceled.
Thank God.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Because
however,
all the fanboys would have paid through the nose, and then everybody go, ooh, that worked well.
Yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right.
I don't know why they canceled it, because it would have worked.
You're right, yeah.
They would have made bank.
Absolutely. It would have been disgusting.
Uh-huh.
And sadly, you're right, that's the way to look at it. I was looking at it as like, God, I hope they release this so I can make fun of people and laugh at them. But you're right, it would have been bad. It would have been bad on the whole for the industry. You know, it would have been bad. I mean, it would have been EA's last little justification they needed to make all their games like that completely, you know? Not just steal content out of a game.
Buy the engine for $60 and then buy the game
later.
Oh,
my God. That's exactly what it would be.
Uh-huh.
It's exactly... Buy the graphics. Here you go. Oh, we got a graphic mod pack.
Yep.
You
can play the game in wireframe without it.
Alternate controls? Anyone?
Yeah. You want to invert the Y-axis?
Yep. That's $1.25, bitches. 100 Microsoft points. It's sad, but it's true. They have canceled Gran Turismo HD. It will, however, the content they have finished so far will be a free download for the PlayStation 3.
Oh.
So that's nice of them. That's nice of them to do that. However, this is how far they were. 10 cars and one track.
Whoa.
That's it.
Why it got canceled.
Yep, that's what I'm saying, too. That's why this game got canceled.
They
10
just
cars.
It wasn't worth.
Yeah, putting all that time in
it. All the textures.
So what is it supposed to be? Gran Turismo 4 HD?
Yeah.
Okay. So this group is going to be working now on Gran Turismo 5, a full game, they're saying. Like the premium version, I guess, you know, right. What it would have been. They're going to go ahead and focus on that. Now, that one track does have two different iterations. Great. Yeah. That kind of tickled my tongue a little weird.
Still, that's a free game. I mean, it's a free track. And
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't. Shit, I'd download it if they had something like that on the Xbox. Here's a racing game with a couple different cars on a track.
Yep.
Hell, I'd play it for a little while at least, you know? I'm all about free shit. That's cool. And also, this is an interesting one here because this could have been a massive topic. Oh, and I closed the website. What was it called? Feast? Gamefeast.com? Was that it? I believe so.
Sounds right.
Yeah, I don't know why it doesn't stick into my memory. They actually have a running tally of the top cost for the DLC stuff on Xbox Live, the downloadable content games. They have tallied up the total cost of the game and the downloadable content just to have like a running, you know, total of who's ripping who off. I'm proud to announce everything everybody's always said bad about Electronic Arts still stands.
They are the number one.
Yep, number one. They have four out of the top six as the highest, most expensive.
Need for Speed Carbon was the worst.
Number one
at $90.
$94
and something cents.
Yeah, I believe the second place was Godfather at 90 something. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's pretty gnarly. That's pretty
bad.
Holy
crap!
Yeah, that's now subtract 60 from that.
Right.
60 of those dollars actually, you know, is the game itself. So the actual downloadable content for Need for Speed is $34 and some change. And I can't even remember the other games on there. Oblivion was on that list. It was up there. But that game offers content.
Right.
You know?
New quests.
Right.
Only the first one was really bad.
And the biggest thing is, right, the horse armor pack.
Right.
The biggest thing is that Oblivion stands on its own as a full game.
Mm-hmm.
The Godfather, with the cheat codes ripped out that you can buy, that were in the previous generation, the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox, they're not a complete game. Okay.
Right.
The missing cars, you know, in Carbon, okay, that are in the PC version, or whatever the hell they took out. I actually haven't looked over the list myself, and I don't want to. I do not want to see this list. But anyway, what actually spurred this comment was there's a download pack has been released for Oblivion. This is the Knights of the Nine quest line.
Right. It's basically a new faction
quest line. Okay, which is cool because everybody knows that those were a lot of fun and really well done.
It's like the opposite of the Dark Brotherhood because they're like the big evil.
Right, these are like the cleric guys, right? Right. The righteous and holy people, right? Right. This is another reason why I have no interest in it. So, you can actually buy this for the PC for $20, but it's an entire pack, which is cool. I've seen this on shelves already. We weren't sure when it was supposed to come out, but I've seen it. So it's only $20. That's US anyway. And it actually contains all of the downloadable content. That's the horse armor, the Ori, the Wizard's Tower, the Thieves' Den, Maroon's Razor, the Vile Lair, Spell Tomes, and of course, the Knights of the Nine massive questline. Now, if you have an Xbox 360, you can buy just the parts you want, which is pretty cool.
You can with the PC as well.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. And I believe the prices are the same.
So yeah, there's a place on the website, elderscrolls.com, where you can go and download these pieces, and Knights of the Nine is on there for $10.
$10, okay. Just like it is on the Xbox 360, right. Which is cool. The thing is, if you buy all of those from the Xbox 360, it works out to be $24.12 worth of Microsoft points.
Right.
And we get this number using, you got to check this website out if you buy shit on Xbox Live because the numbers are kind of strange. It's MSP, that's Microsoft Points, Converter.com. MSP Converter.com. You just dial in the number of points. That's a total of 1930. 1,930 Microsoft points.
Which I'm almost positive is the exact same as if you do it for the PC.
From the website. I think so too. One at a time. So you do get a $4.12 break if you buy the $20 pack for the PC.
As well, all on a nice disc that you can keep somewhere. And
absolutely. Absolutely. That would be nice to have for the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would definitely like that. But
I'm surprised they don't do that because there are people who just cannot connect their 360 to the internet.
There are. There are plenty of people that can't do that. If you look on the website, Xbox.com on the forums, there's a couple people saying that exact thing. Look, I don't have, you know, high-speed internet access at my house, therefore I can't download this crap, you know, and I want it really bad. And, you know, those are just customers that they can't reach if they don't have an internet connection like that. So
it's not like they can't do it. Just put it on a disc that installs all the pieces.
Yeah, how hard would that be, really? I mean, it wouldn't be anything. I mean, I guess they'd have to...
You could put it on the PC disc.
Shit, yeah. Maybe not.
Why not?
There's something funky about Xbox 360 discs, aren't there? Like, on the Xbox disc, they read backwards.
Right.
I imagine that's probably the same way here. I don't know. I imagine it is, though.
Yeah.
In any case, putting something like that on a disc that installed to your hard drive would be tough, too, because then you could, like, buy one copy and trade amongst your 27 friends.
Right.
So that's...
But it would be different data, anyway, because I'm sure there's a format that the 360 stuff is in.
Right. So, let's see here. On to... You know what? We had noticed something kind of disturbing. I mean, we had a few good games come out in the last couple of weeks, you know? We had Final Fantasy III for the DS.
Real solid stuff.
Yeah, fuck Gears of War, man. I mean, we had some really good games. Even Resistance is getting good scores. Fall of Man for the PlayStation 3. Zelda, of course. I mean, come on. There's been a lot of good games out.
Rainbow Six is supposed to be really awesome.
Yes, I've been hearing good things about that. I mean, there's a pretty solid list of great holiday games that came out for you to spend your money on. And then there's the other side. There are the future budget titles.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to steal your money right now for $50 or $60, but they're going to be the $20 hits pretty soon. Not the $20 not-so-greatest hits.
And there's a big dumpster full of them.
There's quite a few, huh? And we actually put together a quick little list. We had to... We basically poked around a few different websites at first to try to find the worst of the worst that were recent, and believe it or not, IGN had the easiest to navigate list. So we actually just kind of looked at over their lists of recent releases just because it was easy to see those games. And of course, we know that some of these games are ass because of what we've seen about them, but there's quite a bit here that have sucked that we feel you should be warned about to stay away from.
And some of them really shouldn't have.
No, that's the worst part.
Some of these should have been really good.
Some of these are worse.
We're close.
Yeah.
And then they just totally dropped the ball.
They just missed the mark just a little bit. Let's start with King Ding-a-ling, the PlayStation 3. Let's just start with that. Okay. We had the awesome and extravagant Mobile Suit Gundam Crossfire. Or Gundam, or however you're supposed to say it. I call it goddamn, this game sucked. This game has been getting crappy reviews all over the place.
Well, that tends to happen with mech games ever since, like, MechWarrior 3.
That's a good point. They do. Actually, you know what? I wonder what Chromehound's got. That's one of those, like, highest-cost games, I think, too. Right. That's, like, up in the top 10 on the Xbox 360.
Worst bit is you're actually buying,
like, weapons and shit. Yeah, yeah. There was also on the PS3, which is sad, because this is one of the games that I actually thought I would be interested in, but not anymore, is Untold Legends Dark Kingdom. That was one of the games I wanted to play. I heard it was plagued with, like, nasty, nasty camera angles. Mm-hmm. Like, incredibly bad. And think about games like Dungeon Siege, where that camera gets behind a tree, the tree goes translucent.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's so easy in a game like that. Isometric.
Yeah.
Everything goes translucent if it's in front of you.
How hard is that? Every other game does it, and it works good. What made you think this was a good idea?
Yeah.
Not what, lacking power? I don't think so. I'm fairly certain the PS3 can handle that. I mean, come on. There were some other problems with it too, but that was the one that I remember the most.
Mm-hmm. And an easy one to fix, as we just pointed out.
I mean, that could have made most of the difference. Now, I've also heard it had some pretty, other than that, nasty actual camera problems, where it would just, like, zoom way the fuck out for some reason. Just, like, take off.
Nice.
And you're like, looking from, like, an owl's view, but you're behind the tree, of course. You know, I mean, I heard some pretty nasty stuff.
So you can't see your specs.
Yeah, and I don't know why they would let something like that slide. And there was another one for the PS3, Genji, Days of the Blade.
This is actually one I was kind of looking for.
Yeah.
To. The whole oriental smash-em-up fighter type of deal.
That, just drop the ball.
Yeah.
Just completely fucked up. Why don't you do the Wii games?
All right. For the worst of the worst for the Wii, we have Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I was not entirely shocked about this.
Me neither.
Because they did a whole new control scheme for a game that was originally designed for regular consoles, and it just didn't work very well. Monster 4x4 World Circuit, I'd never even heard of this.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one on the shelf either. Yeah, but it's been getting terrible reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's no Excite Truck, I guess. An Excite Truck is nothing special.
Although apparently it's doing okay.
It's everybody seems to like it more than I do.
Right.
Which is understandable.
Mm-hmm. Avatar The Last Airbender, which is no surprise whatsoever, a Nickelodeon cartoon game.
Yeah, exactly.
This goes with SpongeBob SquarePants, folks.
Right.
Yeah. Red Steel, which is a dirty shame.
That's too bad.
But I was not shocked.
No,
I've been
not
saying
after
from
every...
the get-go, I was...
Not after everything we saw.
Yeah.
You know, once we realized how bad the graphics looked...
Ever since I saw him play it at E3, I was just like, oh...
Even worse than that, though. I mean, like, okay, the graphics look pretty bad. It looked like he had a hard time, like, steering himself a little bit. But then they're saying the graphics are so bad that if you're getting sniped, you can't see the guy.
Right.
You know, you just have to kind of aim. You have to take a couple hits and shoot at the guy where the bullets are coming from.
People are walking in the air and stuff.
Yeah, and completely frozen sometimes, too. And invincible, you know, and there was also not just like glaring massive bugs. Well, that's definitely the worst part. They were saying too how like when you break into a sword fight, everything around you like ends. So if you're getting shot at by dudes and you can get up to a guy where you get into a sword fight from, they just stand by and stop shooting you while they watch you sword fight, and then you're back in the action. You're like, nice pacing, you know. That's lame.
It's like cheesy action movie type. Everybody just kind of sits back and sways a little bit
like they're ready to jump in.
Yeah. And GT Pro Series, which I have also never heard of.
Yeah, me neither. I don't even think I've seen it on the shelf again.
The Wii's going to be tough. There's going to be a lot of hit-or-miss shit while developers kind of get their Wii legs.
Right. You're entirely right. I mean, the hits for this system, though, I think are going to be sweet.
Yeah.
You said before how it does get tiring playing Zelda like that. You probably will get more used to it, I would think, you know? And,
well, it's not so much tiring as I have carpal tunnel, and I have bad carpal tunnel.
It makes it hard to play that, right.
And so people who have carpal tunnel will have a problem with it.
Fuck, man, imagine if you were, like, you know, 15 again, though, playing that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it'd be great.
God.
Running around, swinging.
I'd have to pad my room in rubber foam. It'd be so awesome. let's see here. You know, even the PC is not immune to all these crappy games. Unfortunately, they're fat games that come out like Gothic 3. Games that should just blow our minds end up scoring, you know, an embarrassing score for such, you know, and the previous games in the series were not bad. They were good games.
I don't remember how good 2 was. I didn't really play it, but I loved 1. I mean, it had its problems, but the good stuff about it outshined the bad by a long shot.
I was pretty upset today. Here's one that's not a surprise, though. Reservoir Dogs. You know, I mean, it should have been good. I mean, what are you going to do, you know? Even though it's a classic movie game. So what? Ford, this one's great. The title of this game spells disaster, okay? Ford Bold Moves Street Racing.
Yes.
This game is terrible. I mean, the PC...
Product placement in the title. That thing's going far.
It is. Why don't you... Want to do half of the Xbox 360 games? Oh, you get the good ones if you want to do the top of the list.
No, I'll do the bottom half.
I don't care. If you want to do them.
Well, first off, we have Sonic the Hedgehog.
And I mean the good of the bad ones.
Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog, which should have been really cool, but it's plagued by bad controls, bad cameras, sudden stops.
That does not belong in a Sonic game.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be about flying through the level. Make us gigantic levels that I can just kind of speed through, but have control in, though, still, you know?
Creepy. I don't even know what that one means.
The creepy interaction with humans?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You didn't see this. And I'm going to... Oh, man. I don't know if I should blow the ending for everybody. Yeah, I should.
You shouldn't be playing it anyway.
Seriously. Okay. This chick is, like, in love with Sonic. A human chick is in love with Sonic.
Bestiality, yeah!
Yeah, and it's weird to see, like, the Sonic crew hanging around, like, a really good-looking human chick. You know, like, it's just bizarre.
Huh.
You know, because Sonic's all hella shorter than she is, and right. She's, like, a small girl. And Sonic's all hella short, but huge.
Right.
You know what I mean? And yet she, like, okay, Sonic's laying there, I don't know if he's dead or what, but he's, like, not alive or something, right? And she kisses him and brings him back to life. And it's some nasty shit, you know? I'm sure he slipped her the tongue or something, too. Because he turns into, like, Super Saiyan Sonic after that. He's all yellow and white, and he's shining and beams of light and all kinds of crazy, freaky shit. If you go to YouTube, you can find it. It's type in, like, Sonic the Hedgehog or whatever. It's creepy. Like, it is not okay. You know, and there's, like, humans in the town. Isn't there, like, a town that you can walk around to where, like, nothing's happening? And Sonic just walks around the town and interacts with these humans. It just looks so freaking out of place and weird.
Huh.
It's really dumb.
Yeah, the closest thing to a human being in any of the other ones is Dr. Robotnik. And
right.
He's, like...
Right.
I don't even know what's going on with him.
I'm not so sure with
him
either. I'm so glad you said that, because how come they call him Dr. Eggman now? Isn't that what they call him?
I have no idea.
I thought it was Robotnik, too, and then everybody's saying Eggman, and I'm like, who the fuck are you talking? Is it Robotnik is too hard for the kids these days or something?
I guess.
In any case, these kids better not be playing the classic Sonic, because the classic has died. This was so bad, a Slashdot story was on how Sega killed Sonic.
That's crazy.
That's massively bad. That's like, oh, shit, hey, we fucked up. That's embarrassing, you know?
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. They needed the 3D side-scroller.
Totally.
For something like this... Go back to your roots. Go back to what worked.
Totally.
Because most people haven't liked your 3D stuff
since
the get-go.
Yeah. Now, we talked about it before when I played the demo. The dashing, the problems with the funky controls, like the way you do like the homing thing and you just fly off the thing. In fact, I think Game Trailers had a review on it where it showed exactly.
And that was just a bug.
You know, yeah, they could have fixed that.
They could have fixed it.
You know, but they also, sadly enough, showed how it has... Like what I experienced a lot in Sonic Adventure for the Dreamcast, that I hate it, was where you're better off not touching the controls. You get him on the speed pad and he shoots off in a direction and then bounces through a quarter of the level.
Right.
You know, and they say, you know, if you touch the controls, you're going to die. So, I mean, the graphics are there. The game looked amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, the game really did look good. I didn't like the music. It was kind of strange if I remember, right? I was kind of put off by it, I think. But, okay, you got the fat graphics down, but you can't make a game. Let's take Kobar's suggestion here. New Super Mario Bros. Worked like hell.
Fuck yeah.
That was friggin' amazing. Okay? So let's do it with Sonic. Save.
And everyone loved your 2D games.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. You sold consoles because of that game.
Mm-hmm.
That right there should tell you.
You sold one to me.
You know? You know, yeah, yeah. When I got mine, it came with Sonic. I didn't buy it because of Sonic.
Yeah, I did. Christmas morning, I was like, where's Sonic?
You're bad at that.
Yeah, I am.
Although, you know what, I'm pretty sure I bought a Sega CD for Sonic CD, though. I'm pretty sure I wanted that or Lunar. I can't remember which one I was playing that I wanted so bad at the time. I think it was Sonic, though, I'm pretty sure.
There's always one that breaks the camel's back, though.
You're right. Sure the fuck is an Altered Beast.
No.
For $8 well, on the virtual console.
I had Altered Beast, I liked
for
that game.
For free, I liked it. It was a $0 game. It was a decent
pack-in.
Yeah, I'm not a big Golden Axe fan either. Okay, maybe we'll just go round, switch off on these then. Well, I actually kind of played. Do this one then.
Okay, the next is Superman Returns. And this is another one of those ones that's sad because it could have been cool.
Yeah, did you play the demo on the 360? Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
But it's...
Now, Zombie told me about this. He told me this before I played it. He said, this game could be great. They need a ton of work, but they got the flying down.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he told me, and I was like, okay, whatever, and tried it, and he's right.
And it's funny, you fly in, and then you hit that button, you zoom down and crush to the ground.
Yeah, you leave a little crater on it. It's friggin' cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And then you press one button for whatever the three powers you can
code. Like a freeze thing. And
fire, freeze, and wind.
Right. It's neat, too. Did you notice that you could adjust the power of them?
I didn't know you could do that in demo. I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, I found it by accident. It's a trigger button that triggers it, right? So, like, the less you pull it, like, let's say it's the fire beam. If you just slam it down, it's like a laser beam of fire almost. It goes kind of straight out.
That's what I always did.
If you, pull it down a little bit, it's it's more like wide area.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. But, I mean, okay.
See, there's some good ideas.
You got at least six attacks now.
Right.
Plus, you've got the one button for your which I didn't like. They needed to mix it up. You know, your one standard punch or kick attack or whatever.
At the very least, all these games need quick attack and strong attack.
Yeah. Like Marvel Ultimate Alliance had that.
Yeah.
You know, and they had quite a bit more, but
and
still.
And then you can do all kinds of stuff. Quick, strong, and all of a sudden that's a combo.
Okay, it is. Okay, however, what were we missing in Superman? What defines Superman as a person? Clark Kent, maybe?
Yeah. Lois Lane?
Lois Lane. His love interest. How about an enemy?
Lex Luthor, perhaps?
Just a thought.
The main bad guy of the movie that it's supposed to be portraying.
The main bad guy of Superman, period.
Sure.
You know? I mean, come on already. Instead, you fight endless, piles of robots that just spawn randomly around the city.
With incredibly bad graphics for the 360.
It's pretty weak.
So bland.
It is. Yeah, that's what I thought with the demo was. I thought, okay, we're not getting the nice high-res textures because it's a download.
Yeah, I guess not.
Nope.
No, that's just how it is.
Yeah. I mean, that's horrible.
And everything's just so bland.
This is how this happens, though, right here. It's movie game, and it's PS2, Xbox, and 360 game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how this happens.
And it's a superhero game.
You know, right. Yeah, this game had nothing. The Mark of the Beast right there. This poor game had nothing going for it. But, I mean, it could have been cool. It was like GTA with Superman almost.
It's a great idea.
It could have. Yeah, it is. Now somebody needs to do it right.
Because that's like a day in the life of Superman.
Okay, I understand he's from... Yeah. Holy shit. Exactly. You know, and I understand he's from Kansas, but it doesn't mean you have to make the last boss a tornado, okay?
The end of the game! You're fighting a natural disaster!
Hallelujah.
Come on!
I mean, God damn it. I know. I mean, it really, really had some potential. People even said this. People gave them feedback. People posted this on forums everywhere, and they did not listen. Same with Sonic's controls. Mm-hmm. They did not listen. They failed miserably. Aragon, a movie game. Did you watch this?
No.
Play this? I mean,
no.
Horrible game. Okay. Now,
I was steering clear of this kind of shit.
You knew better. I'm a sucker because I saw the fantasy, I saw the dragon, I saw the sword and the armor, and I'm like, well, I'm going to check it out. And I saw ass and some more ass, and then giant dragon ass, and it just sucked.
Right.
And as far as we were talking about just a moment ago with the strong and the heavy attack, you have this in this kind of a game. This is what it is. You wander around with your little lame sword and you poke people and you have your weak and strong attack. And they're severely limited with your number of actual abilities and attacks. It's very, very repetitive. I mean, you're better off almost just knocking a guy off of something than killing him and taking your time with it, you know?
Right.
There's a lot of that in Marvel Ultimate Alliance too, but not so much.
Well, it's in that kind of game, it's all about how it's presented.
This one was terrible.
It's all about how it makes you feel doing that repetitive thing.
The guys were stiff, your character animations and models were very stiff. They weren't even right a lot of the times. What they were doing wasn't I don't know, it was strange. The demo was all kinds of screwed up too. I don't know what it was. But then you have your dragon, which you'd think would be awesome if it flew around you every now and again or something. No. What happens is a little icon of the dragon head shows up on the screen. You know, it's terrible. It reminded me of when you're playing the original Legend of Zelda, that one dragon head, then you hit it, knock it off, and it's got the red head that flies at you. Or was that maybe a Link to the Past? It kind of reminded me of that little dragon head just shows up on the screen, and you have your 2 seconds to push the button, and the dragon will swoop in and blow some fire and then just fly away again. I mean, that's the whole point of this game is the dragon.
Random extra attack.
Yeah, it's really dumb. Huh. Really, really dumb. The game is absolutely horrible. Stay the hell clear. These are all $60 games we're talking about. Yeah. You get the best one.
Oh, Titties. Dead or Alive Extreme 2. Yeah, they spent too much time on the extra physics, making each individual titty bounce independently.
And props to them. You know, if they can dedicate one core per boob, you know, worth of physics action, they did a hell of a job.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a little too bouncy. I think they may have crossed the line, though. They're a little... They went past reality and hit, you know, comedy.
Right.
You know, like, you almost expect to hear bring, you know, when it's just, there's something almost not just right about it. Although, I must admit, it's still a pleasure to look at.
Yep.
Thankfully, they offer videos that you can download on Xbox
free.
Live for free. And you will get more out of those videos than you will out of playing this game, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, you can't expect too much. It's a quote-unquote vacation game.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck that's supposed to mean.
Yeah. I don't know.
Team Ninja... Go back to what you're good at.
Fighting games?
No. Give me Ninja Gaiden 2.
I was going to say, yeah. That would be nice. That would be real nice. I was going to say, because I don't think fighting games would qualify, but they're all right. They're getting better, I think. I think Dead or Alive 4 is better than the rest. That's for damn sure. So, and not like I've seen Killer Instinct 3 on the horizon. Hate you, Rare. Bastards, hate me.
They're too busy doing Viva Pinata and
making hats.
Banjo-Kablooey 3.
That might be fat.
Yeah, it might be.
That might be some
I didn't like the first
sick
one, though,
shit, so. Though. I'm going to play the ever-living fuck out of that game, I bet. I bet I will. I bet I'll like it.
We need some more platformers.
Seriously.
We're running real low on the platformers right now.
Definitely. We've got Cameo.
Yeah.
You know. Phantasy Star Universe, which I was really rooting for. I really was. I like the Phantasy Star offline series. Mm-hmm. I really do. I'm not so much a fan of the Phantasy Star Online series, and unfortunately, Phantasy Star Universe is more of that. It's $9.99 to play for a month. The monthly subscription for it. Apparently, the single player is very weak. It's maybe a 30-hour game at best with terrible AI. The graphics are pretty low-end for like a 360. Of course, you have this on the PS2 and PC also.
I don't get the monthly fee. I mean... We're using Xbox Live servers, aren't we?
Oh, that's why we're only paying $10, they said.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're getting $10 a month simply for the privilege?
Well, the PC and the Xbox, or the PlayStation 2 kids are only paying $10 also. Kids. Guys are only paying $10 also. So they're riding on our money, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. But whatever. I'm not worried about $10, you know?
I am.
That's less than an hour of work for a month of gameplay.
Sure, but these micropayments are coming from everywhere.
That's not a micropayment, really.
Yeah, it is.
Come on. That's your subscription fee for a, you know.
I'm already paying for the servers I'm playing on.
In the case of Xbox Live, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know.
Well, that's what I would play it on.
But. Okay, right. But you can't. I mean, come on. It's an MMO. Okay. Every other MMO you're going to pay for, too.
For the servers.
Right. But they offer you other stuff, too. The bonus content.
Oh.
Thanks for that one, Raibo. Alright. I guess this game also had some pretty shitty combat, too. Like, you're mashing, like one button.
Right.
You know, I guess it was pretty bad. Which is too bad, because I'm still going to play it at some point. I'm probably going to wind up picking this up as a $30 game, maybe $40. Yeah, I could see me breaking down at $40. I'm a wuss like that. I'm a sucker. You know,
it sucks. It's in the suck category right now.
And people have told... Now, my buddy Bobcat, who plays this day in and day out, he's like one of the top guys on the damn servers now. There's a whole bunch of people that are like... They have everything you could possibly be and do, and they're waiting for, like, I guess they have a fat, it's almost like an expansion pack with the content coming out, a fat pack coming out real soon, and he's one of those guys. Nags me every day to play. Now, Hades and Osmo have told me, do not play this, both of them, take this game back before I opened it. Thank God I did. You know, and the thing is I've played MMOs with Hades before, and, you know, some of these other guys, not Oz yet, but... You know, Bobcat doesn't know that, so he nags me every day. Dude, you gotta play. Come on, go out and buy Final Fantasy. I'll send it to you Phantasy Star. I'll send it to you for Christmas, blah, blah, blah. And I keep brushing them off because my defense is, I've played these kind of games before with some of these people, and they're telling me it's no good. Therefore, they mean it's not as good as some of these other games that we have played together. Uh-huh. So why in the shit would I play it? You know, this is his first MMO.
Right.
Like you put it, that first hit of crack.
The crack.
You know, so he's done, you know, and he won't be back for a long time.
Yeah, but when your first hit is something like this, the second hit might be pretty darn good.
Maybe. I'm hoping.
It's like getting bunked the first time.
right, huh. You know, so, I don't know. Unfortunately, I don't really care to play the online content of it, which is fine. I can see me playing the single player. and hopefully not be pissed off if I spend too much on it. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's a rental, you know, but still
I'm
clear.
I'm thinking that's where it's going.
Probably. Yeah, you're probably right. Get it from Gamefly or whatever, Blockbuster online rental thingy, you know. Save yourself some money, play it for a week, and be done with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, for God's sakes, Oblivion, I put, what, 92 hours into to beat? And I, maybe a third of the conquests and stuff? I mean, God, now that's a game you can pay $60 for and feel good about at the end of the day, you know? I might even pull one off and charge myself for it, you know? God, that was great. The worst part about some of these games, though, okay, the $4 Burger King games did better than some of these games. Mm-hmm. They're $4. Go to Burger King. They've got three games out. Big Bumpin', Sneak King.
And Pocket Motorcycle.
Pocket Bike Racer. Yeah. Pocket Bike Racer. Now, that one may have not done so well. But Rape King, I mean, Sneak King did really well, which is beyond
so
all
creepy.
Explanation. Yeah.
So fucking creepy.
I think that's why you would play, though. I mean, like, if
I thought about it. The last time I was at Burger King, I was like, do I pick this up?
It's $4.
No.
It can't be that bad.
No, I can't do it.
They're getting better scores in every game listed here. All but one of those, I think, is getting better scores in all those games that we listed, mostly across the board.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, and it's $4. It may only be, you know, an hour of fun. That's $4 worth of an hour of a damn good time, apparently, or at least it's somewhat entertaining. I could see a bunch of college dudes sitting around stoned off their asses, laughing their shit off playing this game. Couldn't you see it?
Oh yeah.
Imagine playing Sneak King, and they're all sitting there.
That's the one, really.
Yeah. That's the one I hear the most about too. They're sitting there all quiet, and you know it gets all intense. And, you know they're baked, so they're just all like staring at the screen and not blinking. And the one guy who's playing gets up on a dude, and all of a sudden, whoa! They all, you know, just erupt. And their neighbors get pissed and yell at them. Oh, God, I could see it. Good times. You know, even a $20 Desperate Housewives piece.
That's just wrong. I'm going on the record right now. IGN gave it like an 8.2.
Yeah. But it is essentially, I mean, we had to read the review and look at screenshots just to believe it. And it did sound a lot like this, like a light version of The Sims,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, and the way the guy was talking, it almost felt to me like he was just saying, you know what, it's better than I thought it was going to be, so it gets an 8.
Yeah, definitely. But it's also only $20.
Yeah.
You know, that has to kind of factor into it. It's kind of a low-budget title. It's not targeted at you and me. It's targeted at our mom, you know? It's a nighttime, like, soap opera movie.
Right.
Because it comes on late at night, right? Yeah, it's like 8 or 9 o'clock at night or something.
I think so.
On, like, NBC or some shit. I don't know. But whatever the case, it did better than these games. You have failed us. Mm-hmm. You know, and some of these I'm really disappointed in. I could give two shits or a fuck about the Avatar Last Airbender game. You know, I mean, Mobile Suit Gundam, I could care less about. But like Gothic. You know, Gothic 3 would have been
should've
nice.
Should have been cool.
Red Steel should have been cool, but we kind of lost it. Untold Legends I thought was going to be, you know, a really good game for
you
the PlayStation 3.
Fuck up. A basher like that badly.
Somehow, leave it to Sony, man. I'm telling you.
They have to try.
They do. So let me ask you. We wanted to talk. We mentioned this earlier. Now I forgot what point I was going to try to hold on to. It's been a week that you had the 360. Oh, yeah. It was the not playing the Wii thing.
I've done nothing else.
Really?
Final Fantasy XII, back on the shelf. The Wii hasn't been touched.
That's
nuts. I go home, and I play Gears of War, and I play Geometry Wars, and I play a little bit of Oblivion, and...
Nice. And now, let me ask you this. The Wii was a present?
Yes.
How is she doing?
She plays the motherfucking Xbox Live Arcade games.
I'm getting a kick out of that. That's awesome.
It pisses me off. It's a little bit like, not quite, but it's a little bit like when a parent brings home this expensive toy for his kid, for his little son, and the motherfucker plays with the cardboard box.
Yeah, I guess I can see that a little bit. Oh, man, that's just good stuff. I wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth himself.
It's a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, that's good.
But, yeah, I mean, it's for anybody that doesn't have one, they're on the fence, trust me. C4 is not just being a little fanboy. It really is cool.
Ha! I feel cleansed after that. Okay, which brings us to our main topic, actually. This, I think, was a hell of a good idea for a show. Rather than talk about, you know, some of the, you know, other games that came out and some of the mediocre stuff, we've hit the heavy hitters for the season. Right. We're down to the best of the year show now. And, you know, we even did like a holiday kind of purchase guide thing where we talked about some of the games that were coming out and everything. But now, this topic has been coming up a lot. And, you know...
As well it should. I mean, consider...
Absolutely, yeah, consider... Yeah, this topic can only come up maybe every couple of 4 years or so anyway. Is buying a new console. Mm-hmm. This is something a lot of people roll over in their minds. They say, oh my God, that's a lot of money to blow on just a game console. Think about that the next time you're shelling out $500 for a video card.
Right.
Okay. All right. Then you
just the video card.
Yeah. You've got to buy controllers for that and pray they work right. You've got to pay for your operating system. You've got to pay for all the other hardware. RAM, CPU, hard drives, optical drives. It ain't cheap being a gamer.
Yeah. For a gaming rig on a PC, you're looking at $1,500 to $2,000.
Now, I must say, as much as we like to... Okay. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with PC gaming. I am still and always will be a PC gamer to some extent. Mm-hmm. Just like, to some extent, I've always played console games. Okay. But it's funny that... you know, everybody likes to say how the Xbox is like a damn PC and everything, and I'm thinking to myself, damn, they almost got the cost nailed, too. With all the little shit that you can add onto this thing, little accessories and crap, you know, it gets up there in cost. All we need is the damn mouse and keyboard.
Uh-huh.
That would be nice. In any case, we did break this down because it's been a topic that comes up on IRC an awful lot. You know, should I get a Wii? Should I get an Xbox 360? Should I get a PlayStation 3? And somebody else bought an Xbox 360 today, too. Some other person on IRC.
I've seen a lot of them.
Dude,
lately.
It's like 8 people, and that's like growing. It's like every week somebody else has been picking up a 360. Mm-hmm. Since we did that one show, when I first got it, we did the whole thing on it and everything. It seems like it's been spreading. It's like a virus, man. Microsoft should write us a check. They need
That'd be
to
nice.
Cut us some ducats for this. We've been selling these
At
things
least
like
a
crazy.
Refund.
Yeah. So a little... Give me a reach around, Bill. Come on.
You guys can have your systems for free.
There you go. Now, you know, so anyway, I, of course, have been trying to champion the Xbox 360 on this little debate here that we have, you know, because a lot of people say, well, I don't like the 360. I don't like this. I don't like, you know, the PlayStation. I don't want the Wii. I don't like this game. That's fine. But we tend to go round and round with some of the same people over and over and over who just seem to be on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And what the hardest time they have to understanding is, it's your call.
Right.
And they seem to be, I'm not so sure what's wrong with them, but maybe they just, I mean, maybe there's got to be a question, like me and my buddy Bobcat selling it to me, you know, answering every question I had and giving me, you know, some nudge in the right direction, like, hey, have you thought of this? Did you know you could do this? Things I didn't know. And things I hadn't considered were the biggest thing, absolutely. In fact, I have to say, the thing that pushed me over the edge was the goddamn VGA cable. When he told me, it flooded me with memories of how fat my Dreamcast was because of that VGA cable.
Right.
And I mean, that was probably the biggest thing. And I've been very happy ever since. So in order to help everybody out there pick out a console, if they've been thinking about spending a decent chunk of money, because this is no easy purchase, you know, this is not something that you just can kind of drop a little bit of money on. It's going to be a substantial amount of money, even if you get the cheapest of the cheap.
The benefit with the PC gaming is you're going to want a decent computer one way or the other.
Right. You're going to use it for
consoles.
Yeah. But it is considerably cheaper for a console, depending on how many games you wind up buying. Okay? But, you know, it can get out of hand. But you have to figure out what will be affordable to you.
Mm.
Okay?
Or what's worth that higher price.
Right. Is it worth $405 for Geometry Wars? Hell fuck yes it is. Okay, but maybe not for you.
Right.
Okay, maybe not for some, you know, somebody else out there. Okay, now I think the biggest thing that a lot of people overlook, though, is they say, oh my God, I have to buy, you know, if I'm going to buy a new console, they go, oh my God, the Xbox 360, let's just say, okay, looks so friggin' sweet. That's $400. That's a big chunk of change out of my pocket. Damn, that's a lot of money. Okay.
But it's certainly not just $400. I mean, you walk out the front of the door with like $500 or $600.
A lot more than you thought.
Yeah.
It's always overlooked. Hell, it blew past me because I'm thinking, oh, hell yeah, I'll go pick up that 360. You know, shit. Within that first like 2 weeks, no, it was like a month. It was like $1,000 I'd spent on the damn. That first day was $600.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it becomes a lot more than you think. So you have to take that into consideration. The Xbox 360 core system is $300 and the premium is $400, and you have to expect to shell out $60 for every game.
Right.
Okay? And if you buy that core system but you don't want to use the crappy video cables, guess what else you're buying? Okay? Mm-hmm. Or if you buy either one and you need the VGA cable, guess what else you have to buy?
Or buy the core system and then 3 days later realize, oh my God, I need Geometry Wars. Well, you're kind of fucked without spending another $100 for the hard drive.
Yep. Well, you can actually put it on memory card. Which is like $40, though. They're hell of expensive, you know? So, again, you're shelling out money, okay?
The PlayStation 3 for the 20-gigabyte hard drive is $500. The 60-gigabyte is $600. And again, the games are $60.
About $60, yeah. So, I mean, you know.
It's a considerable jump.
That is. That is a considerable jump in price there. And that's if you're just buying the systems. You know, okay, we're not talking about accessories or anything. Just make sure that you have money for that kind of thing. Uh-huh. This is going to take you, you know, a while to save up, at least most people. Even the Nintendo Wii is, I mean, it's, okay, it's the cheapest of the three. That's not bad. It's $249. Okay, games, however, are only $50. So, and I say only, being as if it was some rare low price.
Well, it is now.
Well, unfortunately.
A few months down the line, we're going to be wishing we had $50 games again.
Yeah.
There'll be a distant memory.
Yeah.
The Sony PSP, which, again, is still in the running. The core is now $100, $200, and that's just the system. They also have an entertainment pack, which comes with a gigabyte memory stick. Card.
It also comes with ATV off-road racing game and a movie.
Right.
I can't remember what movie.
And that's $250, which was the price of just the console.
Before. Right. Just the PSP.
Right.
Right. Okay. So that's not so bad. That core one doesn't even come with that 32 megabyte card anymore, it seems.
Yeah, right. And the games are $50, right?
Oh, no. I thought they were $40. On average price on a PSP game, I think is $40.
Okay.
Yeah. Still more, you know, than something like the Nintendo DS, which is only $129. It's the cheapest of them all. And the games seem to be between like 25 and 35. I mean, there's a few 40s, but there's a few 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems the average game is between like maybe $25 and $35, right in that range there. So, you know, as far as that goes, you're going to have to take a hard, close look at your budget. You know, if you want to drop about a grand this month, you know, you can look on the high end. You can look at the 360 or the PlayStation 3 line.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that, but you want some nice, awesome, you know, console games, you're going to have to look at something like the Wii or the PSP or the Nintendo DS.
Like I walked out of the store with my Wii for $400,
mm-hmm.
and I walked out of the store with my 360 for $600.
Yep.
As a good example.
Same here. Some exactly. Games, how weird.
Some accessories, stuff like that. That's how it ended up being.
Accessories are a big thing that get overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think about it quite at first exactly how much you're going to spend on this damn thing. You know, like we said, you've got a memory card to purchase, more than likely. Okay? If you don't
Although luckily every single system of the home consoles has, well, as long as you get the
premium
360
Xbox
with the hard drive.
Yeah.
You have a way to save your games on the system. You don't need a memory card. But They're nice to have. Backups,
definitely.
Portability, all this kind of stuff. So most people are going to want to pick up a memory card anyway.
You can get cases for your portables. This is a big one right here. I know people cases, love to
cases
shop.
Cases for the consoles.
You know, even the big consoles, carrying cases I see a lot. Something like that, you know. Something you can pack up a couple games into, the console itself, all the goddamn
all the
cables.
Wires, yeah.
Yeah, extra controllers. Portable stuff, I dig. Shit, I have two for my DS, even, cases,
mm-hmm.
you know, for that thing. And I still haven't got the perfect one yet, you know. And I'm sure if I find another one that I like, I'll pick it up, you know, just because I'm trying to find, like, the perfect case for it. There's also, don't forget, you probably have some friends, you know. Extra controllers come into play. Extra controllers definitely come into play. To this day, every place around town here is sold out of Wii controllers.
Mm-hmm.
All the parts of it, too. The classic controls, the nunchuck, the Wiimote itself.
That's because that's the big thing. I mean, the Wii is going to end up being a great party system.
Right.
And so a lot of people pick up quite a few controllers for it.
You're going to have to take that into consideration.
Another thing to keep into consideration about accessories is maybe you don't want a lot of accessories. And some of these consoles are going to end up requiring a lot more accessories than others.
Right, right.
Do you want headsets or headphones for the portability?
That's a big one, too.
Right.
You know, of the controllers, one other thing with the controllers real quick before we just kind of past that, I was kind of hoping you'd see that I intentionally left that off, sorry, was specialty controllers. Hell, this was your idea to add this to the list anyway. Was
360 driving wheels. The Wii's going to be big with this one.
They'll probably have all kinds of shit, huh?
Like that rifle we saw.
It's time for the rebirth of the Power Glove.
And that's exactly what I was talking about extra accessories that might become required.
Right.
You might not want a Wii, because, yeah, it's only $250, but who knows how many little controllers you're going to end up buying.
Yeah, yeah.
You may want that, though.
Yeah, exactly. This may be a good thing. So take that into consideration also with your cost. Okay? And, right, headphones. I'm on my second set of headphones for the PSP. I keep breaking them.
Mm-hmm.
A headset, which I kind of put on that list specifically for the 360. Again, I keep breaking them.
Really?
No, I haven't broke this one yet.
Oh, okay.
But I have one. I plan. See, I'm prepared. I already have a backup in case I fuck this one up, because I know I will.
Eventually.
I know I will. This is like the most fragile thing, and I forget how fragile it is. Mm-hmm. It
toss
gets
it around.
Ripped off my body sometimes when I'm walking around, and the cable gets hooked on something. Bling! A doorknob or some shit. Oh my god, I know I'm gonna break it. I broke two Xbox headsets. Mm-hmm. Like Xbox One Live headsets that I barely used. Think about how little I used Xbox Live. Never. You know, and I broke two somehow.
The only time I saw you use it was to patch Ninja Gaiden.
That was it? Yeah, I don't think I used it for a whole lot else, really, come to think of it. I did for something, but not much.
You have battery packs and chargers, both for the portables and the wireless controllers.
You've got these wireless controllers. I have two battery packs, two rechargeable packs, and the quick charge kit for just my 360.
Because the 360 just comes with a thing that uses regular batteries.
Right,
you
which is cool.
Shove them in there, and
which
is
cool. If you
it
have,
is kind of cool.
Yeah, if you have rechargeable regular AA batteries, you're in the money. I have that, but I don't like it.
Rechargeable batteries do not last long. Damn. I don't know how long they last in the controller
I'm
itself.
I'm not so sure either.
But they last a lot less than like real batteries or those nice
nickel metal hydride.
Right, the ones that actually come with the quick charge kit.
Right. Those last about 25 hours though.
Mm-hmm.
So it was actually less than I thought it would last, come to think of it. But they, but I love it because I have two, see, and so I never, ever, 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 ever have to worry about it. Which is great, you know, I mean, of course that's for one controller. What I would plan on is having two for every controller. Because, you know, God knows you're going to be – a lot of people play two-player console games a lot, mm-hmm. so you're probably going to want four of those batteries. Luckily, yes, they're cheap. They're like $12.
Right.
Those, I mean, you know, per battery pack.
And
that's
one
not
charger
bad.
will handle that.
Right.
Have two plugged in with two in the controller.
Yeah, and that thing's – it's pretty cheap, too. It comes with one of the packs, even.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not all that expensive, really, at all. There's cables to hook your system up to different monitors, which is a big thing. Most of the time, you do not want the shit like that they come with in the ghetto pack.
Right.
You know, the composite cables suck ass. That's your yellow cable there for video. You know, you got the red and the white for the audio.
A lot of people call them RCA cables.
Right.
For some reason.
Right. Yeah. I have no idea why.
I think they might have invented them.
I think so too. I was going to say. I think they're the first ones that came out with it, which is. Right. So there's component, which are about probably $40 for the cable. VGA cable's the same price. You can get an S-Video cable for a lot of these things. Cables are expensive. It's huge markup for these guys, though.
Oh, huge.
Unfortunately. You know, they really should cost about half of what they charge us for. But cables.
And they'd still be rolling in the money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They absolutely would. Absolutely. Oh, damn it. We missed oh, no. This kind of would fall into the specialty controllers.
Oh, yeah, game-specific controllers, like maybe the DDR pad.
I know people that are freaks about, like, say, Guitar Hero.
Right.
You know,
that's a huge one these days.
Yeah, and that's going to cost you, you know, a good chunk of change for a controller for one game,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And subsequent ones. I'm pretty sure Guitar Hero 2 works with the original.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, too. And, I mean, who can't live without a set of bongos for the GameCube?
Oh, yeah.
You got to have this kind of thing, you know? There's even friggin' faceplates for, like, $15 or $20 for the Xbox 360, you know? As far as accessories go, you can get stand-up kits, you can get extra cooling,
mm-hmm.
you know?
There's also side stickers to make the
match
the faceplate.
There's another $10,
uh-huh.
you know, just to spruce it up just a little bit. I'll admit it, I've actually got a faceplate for my 360 after not thinking I would. But, in my defense, it's my favorite colors.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go buy it. It's red and black. They didn't have like an all maroon one, or I probably would have bought it because that's my favorite color. But it's red and black. It's for Gears of War, so I kind of hoard out on that a little bit.
It looks nice though.
But yeah, it's not too bad. I've kind of gotten used to it, and it's better than just the plain white, which is like blinding because everything over here is black.
Uh-huh.
So, screen protectors for the portables.
Sure.
You know, when I bought my portables, that's the first thing I had to go out and do. I had to have the screen protectors. You know, there's something else we didn't put on this list.
What's that?
Service plans.
Oh yeah.
Okay, extended warranties either from the manufacturer itself, like you can pay Microsoft an extra $100 to extend your warranty past 90 days to like a year or two or three or whatever, you know, or at the place that you bought it. Extended warranties, I feel, on consoles are a must have.
They have become required. They really have.
Right. They on portables, I feel they've kind of always been required.
Uh-huh.
But on home consoles, you're right. They become required. You're right.
It has saved my ass on the Xbox One.
Yeah. And it saved my ass on the Xbox 360 twice now.
I'm sure it saved a huge number of people on the PS2.
My PS2. This is my second PS2 because of the service plan.
I know people that are on their like fifth PS2.
Yeah, no, I do too.
I'm actually on my original one. I got lucky.
That's amazing.
And that thing has seen some time.
Damn, a lot more time than mine has, I'm sure. So that brings up something else. I was mentioning the portable, the screen protectors on the portables was that may be a factor too. Is a portable console. Mm-hmm. If you cannot sit at your house, either you don't have the room, or maybe you don't have a TV. I know a lot of people that don't have a TV. Mm-hmm. You know, for whatever reason, some don't like TV. You know, some don't use TVs. Some don't want a TV. You know, right. Some can't afford a TV. You know, so maybe a portable console would be something a little better, something like a little handheld, like a PSP.
There's also taken into consideration in along the lines of portability is how big and bulky and how many cords are involved with the home console.
Right.
Do you like to take it to your friend's house so you can system link it up? But obviously, the Wii is going to be best for that one. It's nice and small. It's compact.
Right. Will it fit in the little area that you have for it? Yep. You know, I noticed Hades has this desk from IKEA that has the perfect size Xbox 360 shelf on it. Mm-hmm. I'm so jealous. It's awesome. It's pretty neat that it's just like a shelf made for the damn thing almost, you know? But a lot of the time, like I had to, that cabinet I have over there that you see with my Xbox on it and my GameCube and the PS2, I had to mod that. I had to like drill holes, lower the damn thing on it, measure out where everything should be, and it's a little crooked though, but it works. And I was able to get all three consoles in that little thing. They originally would not fit any which way I did it. But it was cool, you know? I got them to fit, but that was a consideration of mine. It had to fit. Of course, when I put the Wii in there, it was amazing. I'm like, damn, I could have fit everything in there without having to drill my own shit if I would have had a Wii instead of a GameCube at the time, you know? So that's definitely something to consider.
Also, shape. I mean, obviously, some of these things are not going to be like the most important deciding factor.
Right.
But, like, shape, the PS3, you can't put anything on it.
Right, which is a real pisser for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. I like stacking shit up for some reason. You know, I'm sad that you can't do that with that thing. Now, and I know you have your Xbox vertical.
I do.
And I've got mine horizontal.
It is nice that you can do that now. That's one of the things that the PS2 added to the system, the industry that I like. I prefer to have them horizontal. But my desk does not allow it.
Right. It's not your desk. It's your monitor. He has the Times Square monitor on his desk.
Yeah, it's too heavy for the 360.
Yeah, so he can't. So he's got to have it, I guess, standing up next to it, which is fine, though. You know, I mean, it works. I don't like that at all, and I know you don't either. But
it is best for the heat, though.
Right. So, I mean, there's also that to consider, too. You've got to think about that. What about the controllers? Probably the number one thing with your console that you better fall in love with.
It's one of the most important deciding factors. It really is, because it's how you interact with the game.
Yep, and that's what you do with games, unless you're playing Final Fantasy. So you've got to consider, first of all, is it comfortable? You know, because a lot of people don't find some controllers comfortable. Mm-hmm. It would stand to reason that the Dreamcast controller is not comfortable. Now, I used to believe it was the most comfortable controller ever, but I have recently picked this up, and I've thought to myself, what the hell kind of crack was I on? Okay.
I don't think it's the least comfortable, though.
No, but it's down on the list. It's definitely ass, though. I am not a big fan of the PlayStation 2, you know, or PlayStation controllers. I don't like the D-pad,
no.
And I don't like the position of the left analog stick.
I liked it 10 years ago.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
That's how I liked it.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole controller thing has moved on. Move with it.
Welcome to the Xbox 360 controller. I feel is currently the perfect controller going. You know, that's just my opinion, though. Everybody's going to differ. So take that into consideration when you're thinking about. Now, I hope you've got your pen and paper out and you're writing this down along with us. You know, mm-hmm. Write down, as we mentioned it, shit, yeah, I like the PS2 style controller. You know, I like VGA cable compatibility, but it's not a must. I can use component. You know what I mean? Write this down. At the end of this, you should have your answer.
Right.
That's the idea behind this. And I'm pretty happy that we're doing this. This is working out pretty good, I think. What about wireless controllers? Do you need them? Do you want them? Does it matter?
Right.
You know?
Like the Wii, you have to.
Right.
You have no choice. And that might be true with the PS3 as well.
With the PS3, you can plug it into USB.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then with this, of course, you can get the Play and Charge kit with the 360 and plug it right into the USB, or you can get the wired control.
Right.
Which I do think Sony had the better plan there. I dislike the controllers still, but, you know, wait, I get to do it. The six-axis sucks asses. Okay? But the fact that you can use not only a standard USB cable and plug it right into the damn thing, it's the same control. Right. You don't have a wireless version and a wired version. You just have the six axis, which we should just plainly call the sucks axis now. Okay? That's all you have. I like that. Microsoft has this either or.
Well, but like you said, you can use the quick charge.
You can, but they should have just given us just the wireless controllers right. with the cable. You know, so that we could use it on our PCs or whatever. I would have been way happier with that. Although, not that I'm pissed. I mean, what, it cost me $30 for a wired control to use on my PC, and I'm happy. You know, it's like, it's an extra Xbox controller if
it's
I need
a backup.
It. Backup. You know, exactly. No, I'm insane. The backup is the one that's in the closet in the blister package still.
Oh, right.
The wireless one that I have. Because God knows I'm going to break this one day, and I'm not going to want to use the wired one. I'm a little twisted. But, you know, and battery life is a consideration, too. If you don't want to shell out a lot of money for a, you know, battery pack or rechargeable batteries or alkaline or whatever, you have to, you know.
Luckily, I have been very surprised with all of the controller's battery life.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I know it doesn't take a lot of electricity, but I was still really worried when I first heard that they were all going wireless, but I am glad now.
I was floored when I saw how long the Xbox 360 controller works with two friggin' AA alkaline batteries. Absolutely blown away.
I still have three out of four lines.
Right.
Over after a week.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't have a whole lot of time during the week to play. I work a lot, I commute, and et cetera, but still.
I played the ever-living shit out of mine the first week and used the voice chat, which means it's going over wireless voice chat the entire time. And I played 7 hours a day at least, and it lasted over a week. I mean, it was amazing on those two little batteries. I couldn't believe it. So that's something to consider, too. Because, a good example is, some people in IRC is looking at buying a new 360 and or getting himself one, and he said that I'm gonna have to buy the battery kit, you know, but I have limited money. And I said, look, dude, use fucking batteries for a little bit, you know, it can wait. And sure enough, you know, now I've saved him $30-$40 for the time being. He can use to add a game to his collection, and he can deal with $5 in batteries for, you know, a month. And be just fine.
The charge kit with the nickel, cadmium, whatever.
I don't know what they are.
Oh, well,
that's why I looked.
Anyway, with those batteries, it's a nice thing, and you should eventually pick it up.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I don't like the play and charge
kit. If anything,
kit.
It's a convenience.
It is. It really is. It's that luxury tax, the $40 you got to drop on the thing. But it's worth it, I think. Backwards compatibility is our next section of important console things to consider. Now, this used to not be a consideration.
Right.
You remember the dark ages of consoles? We were like, fuck, man. How am I going to hook up my brand new whatever console with these other eight consoles I have now on my poor TV? I don't have enough inputs. Oh, my God. Now you can get away with just a Wii, a 360, an Xbox, and a PS3. Because, sadly, the Xbox 360 pulls up short.
They are working on it, though.
They say, you know. And they do updates. Like, every 3 or 4 months, they add games to the list and fix some of these games. But it's basically ass.
Yeah, it might not be as quick as we would like, but they are working.
Yeah, and of course, it's none of the games that I want to work.
Right.
None of the games.
Well, Toe Jam and Earl, you might be waiting a while.
And Panzer Dragoon Orta.
Yeah.
Toe Jam and Earl. And there's one other game I want. I think Guilty Gear. And another one I have. There's like four games that I just would kill to have work, and they don't. And I'm pissed. You know, but hey, whatever, I got over it. There's better games to be played anyway, even though they're fun. I would still like to play them, but, you know, whatever, I can get over it. The PlayStation 3, of course, will play PlayStation and PS2 games. The PSP is supposed to be playing PlayStation games at some point here with their emulation.
Right, which you upload them using the PS3?
I guess. You may be able to just get them on your computer now somehow.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I'm not sure how all that works yet, but, I mean, still, that's a consideration. If you were a complete PlayStation game fanboy, but didn't give a two shits about a PS2 or the PS3 or any other console for that matter, you really might want to look into getting a PSP because some of your, you know, favorite games are going to be portable now.
Right.
You know, that could be amazing. The Nintendo DS, of course, plays Game Boy Advance games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can also get the DS Lite and have that extra little thumb rest. I hate it that it sticks out. It drives me insane. The damn thing doesn't fit in my cases now. It won't fit in my pocket right. My pinkies rests right where it comes out.
Right.
So I have to, like, have them curled when I play. I don't like it very much. The Xbox 360, of course, will play some Xbox games.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wii will, of course, play GameCube games. However, they also have that virtual console going for them, which isn't exactly backwards compatibility. But
it's close.
You know, it's pretty close because a lot of you out there, don't have, you know, a room full of your old Nintendo and Super Nintendo games. You just don't have it.
Yep.
You know, or even,
mine are all gone.
You know, mine
I
too.
I wish they weren't, but
you
they
know,
are.
Yep, same here. You know, it shit happened, unfortunately, and I just don't have them anymore. So, you know, take into consideration, does backwards compatibility matter? Do you still have the current, the console that it and it works of the games that you want? If you do, if you still have a Nintendo, you don't care about the virtual console.
Right.
If you, you know, if you have the games you want. If you still have a working PS2, you probably don't care a whole hell of a lot unless you're, you know, that desperate for shelf space.
It is a convenience.
Well, with the PS3, if you wanted to use your save games, you would have to buy, it's like a $20 little USB dongle hookup for your PS2 and PS1 memory cards, too. So if you just want to... Really? Yeah, yeah, it will not take PS1 or PS2 memory cards, right?
Oh.
So what you have to do is, it's $20, I think, or $25. It plugs in USB. It's a little dongle about maybe 6 inches long, and it's just a little box that you can plug your card into and transfer your game over to your PS3 hard drive on a virtual memory card for the emulation for it, but you cannot transfer it back. Isn't that bizarre?
So it's like, way to save $1.50 in construction costs, Sony.
I know.
Just throw in a slot.
Isn't that lame? Yeah, they have the media card reader, though, because that's all important.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that it is. Give me the old hookups for the old controls. Give me all that old stuff.
Yep.
They could have done it instead of the media card reader. That would have been a nice addition. Hell, fuck the media card reader. Of course, you have to have the Sony memory card style. You know, you have to have the memory stick,
mm-hmm.
whatever the hell one they use, Pro or the Pro Duo, whatever the hell it is. You have to have that. But they could have put on the two PlayStation 2 controller connectors and the two memory card slot connectors for it and called it good, and that could have been the premium pack.
Probably would have cost them $5, too.
Probably.
In hardware.
Probably. You know, that's pretty sad they didn't do that. Sound is a massive consideration for your console. You know, a lot of people are way into their sound systems. You have to consider, how are you going to hook this up? Do you have the 7.1 Dolby Digital massive home theater, or do you have a TV with stereo sound?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what's going to matter there. Are you using our engineered audio through our computer speakers, through the line in on a sound card? You know, I mean, you have to take all this into consideration. Do you need extra cables? Do you need converters like we had to do? Okay. You know, do you need special optical cables? You know, whatever the case may be. Music playing software.
Yeah, can you play music on it? How well does that software work? Can you shuffle? Can you make playlists?
You can't make playlists on the PS3.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's a consideration for some people. Do you have a nice graphic for it, too? Some people care about that little visualizer deal.
Right.
You know, some people care about stuff like that. You have to have these features if you want them. Can you even rip a CD to the console?
Right.
Does it put it in a format that has decent sound? I am not a big fan of MP3 or Windows Media Audio. You know, Windows Media Audio horribly distorts a couple CDs I have. I've tried copying them over, and it is the most bizarre thing that it comes out of the console when I try copy. It's a couple of test CDs I use, you know, and it's just freaky what they do to the audio. So, you know, you have to take in consideration that, or will it play CD audio at very good quality for you?
Also, can the console take advantage of that music while you're playing games?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, the 360, just like the Xbox, you can be playing GTA 4 and one of the radio stations is your music collection. And that's a nice addition. I mean, it's not really something I would plan on using a whole lot, but still, some people are way into that, and it's a cool thing. There's also movies. Can it play DVDs, HD, Blu-ray? Is there a remote control available?
And does that matter, too? Do you want to be able to play Blu-ray? I don't.
I don't
want to have to buy my movies again.
Right.
I had them on VHS. I have them and more on DVD. I'm not looking to find Blu-ray or HD DVD.
No. I'll admit, I would love to get away from MPEG 2.
Yeah, me too. It's
these,
ass.
These days
it
it's
is
ass.
Fucking ass.
It was nice when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
But,
welcome to the future, Codex.
But yeah, it's... My DVD player needs a firmware update. With a firmware update, it could read MPEG 4.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Exactly.
And
well,
I
it might need a little. It might need a little speeding up. Some of
oh,
them.
Oh yeah.
Because it's some work
right.
to decode MPEG 4. So, but they can do it because I've got one. Our consoles can do it because they're powerhouses.
Yeah. The point is, the DVD format is not as restrictive as they want to lead you to believe. They can just upgrade.
Right.
The hardware and that DVD format is perfectly fine for many more years.
The remote control thing is interesting. Because, look at this is where the Wii shines. It
right.
comes with one. And you're damn good at using it, too. But guess what? It doesn't play movies.
No.
You cannot play DVDs on a Wii, so that has to be a consideration. Do you, you know, a lot of our listeners, a little bit younger than we are, probably half my age, well, probably both of us, maybe. Yeah. I'm sure. And maybe the ones that are, you know, a little bit younger, maybe they're in their dorm room, limited space. They have their fat monitor and their computer, and they want a console, no place to put a TV, no place to put a DVD player. Maybe this is a big consideration. Of course, who am I kidding? Almost all these guys, I'm sure, have a PS2.
Right. Most of us have DVD players.
I have never put a DVD into my 360, and it has never crossed my mind, although... Saying it now, I'm kind of curious to see
how well it works.
You know, yeah, how well it works, what it looks like on this monitor too. So, you know, that's definitely.
But I've also read several times that DVD playback is murder on consoles.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know why.
Huh?
But they've done tests, and DVD playback tends to burn out consoles faster.
Huh?
So that's another thing to keep into consideration.
Right. Right.
Maybe you don't even care if it will play DVDs because you don't want it to.
I'm such an accessory whore, I almost bought a remote control for the 360.
No!
I saw some dude buy one, and I was talking to him about it. He was buying his first 360. Some guy, an older guy, 45, 50 years old, you know, and I was talking to him about it, and he had the remote control, and I'm like, I gotta get me one of those. And then I'm like, wait a minute, why? What would I do with it? Play one movie? It's right in front of me.
Yeah.
It's at arm's reach anytime I'm at home unless I'm asleep or taking a shit.
Right.
Why the hell would I need
the
a remote control?
Right there.
No. But you know what I could do? You just buy like 7 Xboxes and we just put them all over the house.
Right.
That'd be awesome. That'd be cool. I could watch movies all over the place. All right. We went to the format thing, right? I mean, these things, they won't play DivX. They're too worried about piracy. Okay.
And frankly, with DivX and MPEG-4, which is what DivX is, it doesn't have a whole lot of use right now except for piracy, unfortunately.
Right.
None of the legitimate situations are using MPEG-4.
Nice. Legitimate situations. Right. Now, what about networkability with this thing? Oh, crap. We're losing the streams right now. We're going to have about... Yeah, I know. I can't believe that this went that long. I did not think this was going
to
take so...
We got a ways to go.
I know. I'm afraid. But the streams, you can pick up the show. I'm almost sure everybody picks up the show on the site anyway, though.
Yeah.
Not... I mean, I don't know. But anyway.
If you don't, pick it up.
Yeah, get it, because you're probably following along and you're writing this down trying to figure out how you're going to blow your next grand. Networkability. Do you even have access to a high-speed, you know, internet connection?
If you don't...
Get it first.
God damn it.
You have bigger problems than a console.
Pony up the extra $5 a month.
Well, a lot of people don't live in a place where they can get it, though. I have to be fair.
How does that happen?
Shit, dude. People in this town have dial-up still because they can't get DSL or cable.
Here. Really?
Pretty close to here, anyway.
Ooh.
Pretty close to here. I see it all the time.
Move out of the boondocks.
Well, Silver Springs, they don't have it either.
If they don't have running water.
Touche. All right. Actually, they have DSL out there now, but not 13 miles from 50 and 95.
Right.
I found this out yesterday. So anyway, or 2 days ago. Okay, so you, first of all, if you've got interweb access, that opens up a whole new door.
Right.
Okay, you have the world at your fingertips for a console, and previously consoles didn't do a very good job of this. It was not at all a consideration.
And it's still a budding thing.
Yeah, well, and thank God, Microsoft, oh God, is leading the way. They really are. They are forging new ground here. We tried with crap like the DS. The Dreamcast, it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Even the DS is barely workable, really.
Yeah.
It's friend code bullshit, and then half a, you know, dozen games at best use it.
And Nintendo will never drop that.
Yeah, it's just bullshit. They passed that on to the Wii.
Yeah.
It's not so hot. Their online thing is pretty much lacking, you know. It's kind of a sad state, really. I imagine it can get better, and they sure make it look like they plan on making it better with all those empty boxes you get to stare at when you turn on your Wii.
Well, yeah, they expect you to buy all these Super Nintendo and N64 games. That's where they go.
Oh, each individual game gets its own? Oh, okay. I thought you had, like, a virtual console one, or maybe, like, your top five were in there somewhere.
It may be the top five thing. I've only seen, like, a picture of the first screen.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I think I have two, come to think of it. Okay. And then, of course, there's the PlayStation 3, which... it's kind of up in the air. Sony hasn't really decided what they want to do with it yet. They're doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
All the rumors I've heard sound like it's going to suck ass.
That's everything I've heard, too, from people that have a PlayStation said, well, I don't use anything online with it. Mm. You know, why not? Well, there's nothing to do.
You know? The ideas they're coming up with are really bad.
Yeah, there's some downloadable games. You know, you got your demos. Right. You can download some demos.
Well, but there's a rumor that they're thinking about charging the developer per download for a demo.
That wouldn't surprise me because the way Sony's online network works, you know, because it's free. It's a great thing to you. Now, that's something else. If you have an Xbox 360, I urge you, you know, well, first of all, you can get away with murder on Xbox Live for free. Mm-hmm. Okay, if playing, you get everything except for being able to play games with other people.
Although they're starting to add some more stuff, like you get demos earlier.
Like a week ahead of time. Right. Yeah, that's not all bad, though.
It'll start, I think gold will start to get more value, which I think is good.
No,
you get
it is.
More money for your more
it is.
For your money.
It does. I like paying for it because of the level of service I get.
Right.
You know,
the more people who pay for it, the better it stays and gets.
Right. That too. You know, so I like supporting something that works for me because I want to see it grow and be around and get better for me. And Xbox Live is one of those things. So you might have to put into consideration the cost of your console now. $50 for a year subscription of Xbox Live. You know, if you're going to play the occasional game online with people or all the time, a lot of people play the crap out of like Halo and Rainbow Six and whatnot, you're going to need this, okay? And it's only $50 for a year.
Right. You can even do it by month or every 3 months.
3 months, I think. Yeah, I think you get like a 3-month card. So that's something to put in.
I have to say, if this is not one of your high checklists, reconsider that, because having the console in a community with all this network ability really is a nice thing.
Let me tell you a story. Well, not a story. Let me present a scenario here. Okay. If you're anything like me, and I imagine a lot of our listeners are, they're just like us, you'd prefer not to answer your telephone a whole lot. You're probably sitting in your command center chair or on your couch, laying in your bed, wherever it is you get your good gaming on. The phone rings. Depending on how sucked in you are, you do or don't get it. For the most part, I never answer the phone. A lot of people answer the phone, okay? It's your mother. The last person you want to talk to when you're playing Dead or Alive Extreme 2, okay? You're screwed. You know, you're done. There's a half an hour of your day wasted on the phone talking to your mom. You got to play with the sound down or not play at all. It sucks, okay? Your buddy calls, though. Once in a while, you get the phone call, and it's your buddy. Still puts a halt to your gaming sometimes, you know? I get on the phone with a couple friends of mine. I wind up pacing around the apartment, smoking half a dozen cigarettes, you know, having a couple Pepsis. I'm having a good time, and we're screaming and yelling and arguing. And it's nice, because we're talking about games most of the time, you know? That's fine and dandy.
You can't really play, because you got that crink neck thing going on, holding the phone with your shoulder.
Now, I have a headset for my telephone.
Right.
I really do. And I do use it quite often. I'll strap that phone onto my belt or whatever. It's not so comfortable when you're sitting down with that phone laying on your lap or hooked into your belt and the phone, and you're still trying to play, and you got your hands busy, too. It's just, it's not quite sweet. On Xbox Live, however, all you're worried about is your controller and the headset which is attached to your controller. There's not a lot to do there. So what happens is, you know, 80 times out of like 95 times, I've answered my Xbox Live thing, though, when somebody wants to chat. You know, I almost always do. Why? Because I'm enjoying a game. They can't really hear the speakers coming, the sound coming out of my speakers. Uh-huh. You know, so they're not hearing like an echo of themselves or like the game I'm playing or anything. They can't really tell that I'm getting my Dead or Alive on, you know. And,
unless they hear that fat, you know.
And, they're probably playing a game too. You know, now whether or not it's the same game, who cares? You're talking to somebody who's probably off somewhere else, and it's just like
shooting motherfuckers,
you know,
in the head.
Yeah, you know, it's really a lot of fun, even if you're not playing the same game, because you guys can still have a conversation that's probably geared towards games. People like you, people like us that are sitting around playing games also, and just wanted to communicate a little bit. It's awesome. It's like answering the phone every time and having it be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not your mom. It's just awesome. No offense, mom. I'm just saying. You know. You may not have the most interesting topics sometimes. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, it really does just open up whole new worlds in the console gaming.
Along that same line, though, think about this. The Xbox Live achievements.
Right.
The Xbox 360 achievements, I guess. You know, that adds to it.
Oh, sure.
I dialed people up on that thing and said, look, bitches, what achievement I just got on Geometry Wars. It feels good. And then you get to hear them go, fucker.
Most definitely. Especially when the developer does it right. They're like little badges of honor.
Yeah. I have managed to pull off this ridiculous shit sometimes. Uh-huh. Sometimes. Some of these games are pretty weak.
Yeah.
You know, but for the most part, it's pretty cool.
But I mean, it's...
It happens, you know. It happens. You've got your friends list. You've got all kinds of community tools. You know, unfortunately on the Wii, you've got, you know, 789-341-6540-301. He's your buddy. You have to type this in to get Kobar on your, you know, don't type that. I don't know what his number is. Okay. I just made that up. You know, but you, this is what you have to do is trade these stupid ass numbers with your friends to dial them up on the, you know.
Which sucks because not only do you have to remember who the hell that is.
Well, it will change to their name after a while.
Oh, okay.
Like once you like dial it in and it, why do I keep saying dial it in? That's like the eighth time so far. Once you punch in those numbers there, it will, like, once it connects to the servers, it will send back their name, and I believe it changes to your name. Just like on Final Fantasy III for the DS, I, you know, Ribo and I were talking back and forth, and I was like, this is ass, because I've got this giant string of numbers. And after, like, the first or second mail, it changed
to say
his name.
But still, I mean, you don't get to meet anybody new.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get new friends. You can't be sitting there playing Gears of War in Versus, and you go into, like, a random arena and meet some cool person. Random cool guy, you're like, hey man, I really like you. We should play some more games together later.
That sounded so gay. But it's happened to me though. It's happened to me. I met some dude, you know, I played one day for like 10 hours. I played online. Me and this guy just teamed up and just kicked the shit out of people all day long. Had a great time. He's on my friends list now, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a fantastic thing. It really, really adds to the experience. As you said, if you hadn't considered it before, seriously consider it. However, I have to throw something else in. Because we know somebody on IRC that has this scenario right here. They would probably, well, okay, if it wasn't for the 12-year-olds yelling at them, they would probably get into this.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a router. There's another $50, you're out. Because you're not going to buy, listen to me. You are not going to buy a cheap... I'm staring at the microphone. Do not buy a cheap-ass fucking router. You will go buy yourself a Linksys router or better.
Right.
Listen to what I say, okay? It will work with your damn shit. Okay. No D-Link, Netgear, Belkin crap. I beg of thee. You know, so that's another cost, possibly, if you want to take this online, but you've only got that single PC at the house, you're gonna need a new, a router to do this, unless you're gonna be one of those idiots who has to unplug the cable all the time and hook it into your console.
That's just true.
Retarded. And if you're on a Wii, you get wireless only, unless you shell out $25 for the little connector thingy.
Right.
So, you know, write these little things down that you didn't think of that we're mentioning, because we've got it covered here. We know exactly how much you're gonna spend. Too much.
Oh, yeah.
But it will be worth it if you make the right choices, which is why we're going over this list. What else do we have in network stuff here? Movies, TV, is that an option? Is that something you care about? Some people do not have a TiVo and don't want one and would rather spend $2 to watch an episode of South Park once a week than anything else. That's fine. You know, the Xbox 360 will give you that with the video marketplace. I don't think the other ones have anything like this at this point in time. It would not surprise me to see Sony come up with something like this because they own Sony BMG.
Sure.
You know, well, obviously, you know, BMG Music and then Sony Pictures.
Right.
So they could have a very hefty...
Sony Pictures is mostly like that funky, like, B-movie stuff, isn't it?
I don't know. I can't think of the last time I saw their name on a movie, so... What else have we got here? SingStar. Karaoke might be important. Okay, music. They have music on that. They have music on that, I'm sure. They have, like, a whole Sony music store, okay? I don't think I've seen music on the Xbox. We have, like, music videos once a month of some artist that probably sucks.
It's more of a commercial for them than it is.
Yeah, than anything else. Yeah, it's pretty weak. It's really pretty lame for music, but it's awesome for... Well, maybe not awesome yet, but it's okay for TV and movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting there. It's brand new. It's been out for, like, a week, you know? Let them test it and let Sony steal it and see how they do.
Right.
Okay? And then karaoke, of course, because you've got SingStar on the PlayStation 3. A lot of people go ape shit over that. I can see Wolf doing that. I can see
he almost oh my God.
Blew Mountain Dew all over the place. And it's not diet. Oh, man. Yeah, but, you know, SingStar is a consideration for a lot of people. Of course, they probably have to buy a microphone. There's some more money. A lot of people listening to this show, I don't think, are too into the karaoke thing. So maybe we'll just kind of skip past that one. There is the downloadable content.
Yeah, games, demos.
That's free shit.
Trailers.
All free.
Yeah.
Okay, then there's pay-for downloadable content even, too, for the games, even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, like we were talking about earlier, Oblivion stuff. You know, I mean, Chrome Hounds. You can buy guns for your dude. You can buy skin packs for Cameo. You can buy all kinds of stuff, extra levels for some games. And, of course, the games themselves. Nintendo has the Virtual Console.
Right. And for a lot of people, that might be really cool.
Dude, $8 for Altered Beast? A steal!
Yeah!
you know, of course... you've got the Xbox Live Arcade games for the Xbox 360, and then you've got the PlayStation Live Arcade, what's it called? PlayStation Store has the two games that they have so far. I mean, it's brand new, so we can't slight them for that. But I mean, at this point in time, this is a consideration. If you're into that kind of stuff, the PlayStation's not where it's at yet.
But if you're not into emulation and you don't like that whole piracy thing. $8 for like Super Mario World
might be looking pretty good.
Yep.
Might be looking pretty good. You're absolutely right. Is browsing the web on your console important?
God, I hope not, but...
Yeah, I hope not too. And you cannot on the Xbox, but you can on the Wii soon with
Which
Opera.
Which will be the only one that would be really decent.
I think so too. And the PlayStation has some pretty janky browser right now.
Yeah.
And even the PSP has a browser, which is pretty janky too. And you can get Opera for the Nintendo DS, which is probably considerably better because of the touchscreen.
Right.
You can at least type with it, kind of. Okay, so that's an option too. And of course, multiplayer online gaming. If that's not a consideration to you at all, that's money you could save on a 360 on the Xbox Live Gold service,
right.
Or it's, you know, you wouldn't have to buy a router if you don't already have one. Then there's a few ways that you could save some money there if multiplayer on a network isn't important to you.
But like we've been saying, there's a whole lot more to the network stuff than just multiplayer these days.
Yeah.
It's a whole community.
Which is definitely, well, at least on the 360.
Right.
It's definitely worth it.
With the other two.
Hopefully.
Right now, the 360 is head and shoulders above the rest.
It had a year head start plus the original Xbox to build Xbox Live service to build on.
Microsoft's infrastructure in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you don't get
all the hardware, all the servers, and all
this. You don't get slow downloads off of it. It hauls ass. And on Sony's network, you get some pretty slow downloads, you know? And of course, Nintendo's shut down. It was doing so bad on those first couple days, you could not get in, you know? So, whatever. Graphics. Okay, this is a big one for most people, I think. I think this really plays into it because a lot of the time, sadly enough, this is what sells the console.
Yep.
Graphics. Are they up to your high standards? This is where, you know, we talk about the Wii. This is where we talk about the DS and where we talk about the PSP. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm okay with it. You're okay with it.
Right.
But a lot of people aren't okay with that. You know, they couldn't play a GBA game on a DS, you know, because the graphics are more Super Nintendo-ish or low quality, you know, compared to like a DS game. The DS itself is pretty low quality graphics by the standards of everything we're looking at right now today.
Sure.
On the high end, of course, you've got the Wii and the PSP. The PSP graphics are actually not too bad. They're actually pretty slick. They've got some pretty nice looking games out for that. Too bad they're not fun, but they're there. So, you know, you have to take a look at the graphics.
And really, as far as the 360 and the PS3 go, I'm curious. I don't even know which one leads out.
They seem to be the same. Well, here's the thing. The graphics cards seem they were developed at the same time by the opposing companies, which are always like neck and neck.
Right.
I mean, they have like the same damn graphics card, essentially, just from different companies in it, pretty much. Yeah, I guess the 360. No, the PS3 has, you know, the Cell in it, you know, a little bit more juice, horsepower. Hopefully they can use that to leverage out some better physics or something. It's not going to help them push the graphics.
Because the Cell, apparently, its big shine is like number crunching.
Yeah, and streaming.
Right.
Streaming media. Whoop-de-doo. That's awesome for your Final Fantasy movies and Blu-ray. So, no, I don't mean to pick on it. Graphics, you know, obviously if you want to get the high-end awesome of today's graphics, you're going to have to go with the PS3 or the Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, you know, you're going to be saving a lot of money. Video output, does this matter? Also, an HDMI cable is goddamn expensive.
Yeah.
If you get a nice one, you're going to be spending a pretty penny for your PlayStation 3 HDMI. Because you do not have this on an Xbox 360. So if you absolutely have to have that connection, you're looking at a PlayStation 3 as your only choice.
If you want to get into the whole HD movies, the Blu-ray and whatnot, I don't know if it's actually happened, but Hollywood was thinking about making that required.
Oh, yeah, I was hearing about that, too.
The digital video had to go over HDMI because of some kind of piracy.
Yeah, I heard about that, too. I'm not quite sure what happened, but, you know, still, that's a consideration. Or a VGA cable. In our case, that was an extra $40 we had to shell out on, you know, just for essentially a required console piece to make that thing work for us. Yeah, definitely, you know. But that's $40. There's also a component cable. Most of you will probably have or want this.
Mm-hmm.
The component cables, they're like $40, though. You know, pretty expensive, but you've got to have it because it makes the picture that much better than those goddamn composite cables. However, the 360 Premium comes with component, the nice cables. So, I mean, you know, you could save a little there if that's what you're looking at. You know, just, you know, upgrade yourself by getting the Premium instead of the Core system. Also, what if you've got a rear projection TV? Take into consideration the location of that goddamn Wii and where the sensor bar is going to be. It's an 11-foot cable.
Right.
Okay? You might have to buy extension cables for something, and you can't find one for a sensor bar. I assure you they don't have them yet anyway. So you might have to buy extensions for the video cables and see what you could do.
But I have to give them props. 11.
That's a long cord. I was shocked.
Yeah, it's nice.
I had a ball of cable behind my TV when I did that. I was like, wow, they really thought of this. Okay. Now, this is the fun part here. The games. This is the thing that always seems to make or break the console to begin with, okay?
Well,
as
sure.
It should.
Yeah.
Okay. However,
and it's often not even in the original company's control.
Yeah, no, that's...
It's often the third party.
The Squares.
Really,
yeah, right, exactly. Well, not Bungie anymore, but right. So anyway, you've got we talk about Cushion, I guess, brought this up to us originally, the 5-game rule,
right?
Which is a nice, solid, maybe baseline to go for. I mean, obviously, it's not law. We've had a few people think that, you know, this is straight from the mouth of God for some reason.
Right.
It's close, but not, okay? It's a good rule of thumb to follow. Obviously, the console doesn't have to have 5 goddamn games, you know, or you shouldn't buy it. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying, you know, generally, that's a good solid number. If you can name 5 games on a console, it's probably worth the money. Probably,
right.
You know? Again, this is your decision. So now, you've got your accessories list written out in front of you, because you've been following along with it. You've wrote down whether or not you need to pay for subscriptions for anything, Xbox Live games or PlayStation Store games or Virtual Console games. You know how much you're going to spend on all this other crap. The meat of this, though, you know, these 5 games here at least, I'm a big believer, I've always followed this rule, is the one game from every genre that I want to play.
Right.
You know, like I don't care for a goddamn puzzle game, but I definitely got to get my RPG, my racing game, my action game, my shooting game. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've always done this. For some dumbass reason, when I buy a console, the first things I do is spread myself thin.
Well,
right there.
Variety is nice, though.
It is, and this is why. When I was a kid, I used to like go home from school, and I would turn on my Genesis, and I would play Mercs. We're just wandering around blowing shit up. Think Ikari Warrior style, right? That's all you... If you don't know what that is, you just run around and blow shit up, you know, with a little army dude, and you shoot tanks and planes and all this stuff. And then I would die. You know, if I didn't beat it, and I would die. And I would say, wow, I need something a little more slow-paced now. I would kick on Toe Jam and Earl. And I would play that for a good couple of hours, you know, just kind of listening to the music and enjoying it, sitting back and checking out the world. Well, that was a little slow once I was done, and I would throw in Hard Drive and Erase Drive, and I can't remember which of the two I had now. You know, and I would play that for a while. It's just like I would always go through this little, you know, okay, I got those games out of the way. I've had my gaming fun. Time to work on my RPG.
Mm-hmm.
It's my 12th time through Sword of Vermillion. Here we go. You know, and I would just go through, and I've always kind of maintained that. That's why I spend so much damn money when I buy these things right off the bat.
Right.
Think about my poor DS got hammered with games that, like, first month. It was terrible. Even my 360.
All kinds of stuff.
Just so that when the mood strikes me, I've got it covered.
Right.
That's how I shop for games. I don't care how you shop for games. Take a look back on your past. You know, you can tell what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter if the console has no other game but 5 RPGs? Great. Does it only matter that it carries the Final Fantasy games? Is that all you play? The choice is clear. I mean, for God's sakes, you know, don't lose sleep over it. My God, the 360 sounds so cool, but all I've ever played in my entire life is Zelda. Well, shit. Go pick up a Wii and just be a happy camper and shut the fuck up, okay?
Right.
I mean, really? I know people that are this dumb. I don't know why they don't fucking just suck it up and deal with what kind of gamer they are.
One of the first things you should consider is, like, what is the genre focus of the console? Like, the 360, as of right now, tends to be shooters, sports,
right?
A couple racers here and there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the general focus. I mean, there's RPGs and there's action, but...
But not a whole lot,
right.
And you don't see a whole lot coming down the pipe. You see a few,
right?
But you see way more shooters coming down.
Right.
You see way more sports games coming out.
And obviously the PS2, at least, we don't know about the PS3, but the PS2, a lot of shooters, I mean, a lot of RPGs.
A lot of RPGs,
a lot
yeah.
of action games.
Action-type games.
Like Devil May Cry and that
right.
sort of thing.
Right, Contra.
Right, and that seemed to be its main focus. And then, obviously, the Wii is a little more family-oriented.
Right, party-style games.
Right, like Mario
you know,
Party.
Absolutely.
WarioWare.
This is probably going to be the biggest consideration, if you can get past the money.
Right.
Okay, if you can get past the cost of a new console, it's obviously going to come down to the games. So, again, you know, figure out exactly like Kobar says, though, the focus is probably the biggest thing, really. This is the reason why you and I are both, at some point, sadly, are going to own a PlayStation 3.
The biggest genres that both of us like are the action and the
RPG games. I mean, it's just going to happen, you know, and
that's... The 360 is getting a lot better, though.
It is. It is. And there are some RPGs coming out that I cannot wait to play, you know? And so I can see this happening, though. For some reason, I can see me having a PS3, just like my PS2, where I play some of the RPGs on it, and I don't really touch it other than that.
Right.
You know, like, I play the handful of few games, and
it's
I play
like
something
the RPG
else.
Machine.
Right. Right. Exactly. And to us, that's okay.
Right.
That's what matters. So you probably have something that you like to focus on. And if you can't rack up huge debt like we can, focus on the one instead of getting them all, you know? Focus on the one that you want, because you're a lot more responsible than we
Gotta
are with your money. Yeah, that's where I'm at, though, you know? But, you know, it's going to happen. It always happens.
I'm already 2 for 3.
I know.
I'm
you're doing worse than
big
I.
Time.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, market analysts think that the reason why the Xbox is gaining numbers is because the PS3 has such few consoles.
Units out?
It's really us.
That's right. All of our recent touting of the 360. Okay, the games. The games are what actually end up selling this thing, okay? And, quite frankly, the reason you end up buying it. Now, you have to look at the games that are out right this minute. Okay, and in the future. This
right.
is something that we didn't actually put in our notes. I wanted to make sure that we mentioned that really quick. Look ahead, too. Do a little research into what's coming out for this. If you know the next Final Fantasy game, you know, is going to come out on the PlayStation 3, you're probably going to want to lean towards that, because that's what you play, you know, if that's what you play. You know, if you're looking forward to the next Halo, duh, you're going to have to buy an Xbox, okay?
Yep.
You know, there's some pretty standard answers here. If you like Zelda, you know, you've got the Phantom Hourglass on the DS, and you've got Twilight Princess on the Wii.
And the GameCube.
And the GameCube, that's right, because it will come, it will happen. So, I mean, as far as the 360 goes, I cut you off, I know, let's see what we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously there's Gears of War. We've talked plenty about
that. Obviously, the killer app.
Yeah, it is the killer app right now for the 360. Along the shooter lines, you have Rainbow Six, which is looking really good. Fear, Call of Duty 2 and 3. The new Splinter Cell Double Agent.
Yeah, that's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, Prey.
There's even a couple others. I mean, even Quake, if you wanted it. Quake 4 is out. I mean, there's still a couple other games. As bad as Gun is, some people like it. I don't. But, I mean, you know, if those are the kind of games you're into, the 360 has quite a bit. Even for RPGs, you could play Oblivion and Enchanted Arms. Both very, very, very amazing, fun, solid RPGs.
There's also quite a few coming out in the future. I mean, like, Mass Effect is looking really good.
Yes,
especially
it is.
Like,
Blue Dragon is coming.
Right. Blue Dragon, Lost Odyssey.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. That's right.
There's even a rumor that that Final Fantasy XIII will be coming.
That's right.
It's not a sure thing by any means, but the president of Square said they're thinking about it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
Sony, losing your bread and butter. What else have we got there? We got strange ones like Viva Pinata, but it's getting amazing scores and reviews.
Yeah, especially considering what it is. I thought it was going to bomb.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, yeah, come on. And then, it's doing really well.
Mm-hmm. For fighters, we have Dead or Alive 4. Pretty slim pickings right now.
Yeah, I'm really upset about that. I want to see some, like, you know, although I do supplement this with Street Fighter, you know, on the Xbox Live Arcade. I play it every single day, at least one little round. You know, I play for, you know, probably takes me half an hour or so, and I make up for it there. But also keep in mind that Microsoft now owns, you know, the controlling stake in Rare stock, which owns the IP for Killer Instinct, which I cannot wait for the day that they announce that.
Good luck.
Yeah, no, believe me, I'm holding faith. I've got it. I'm waiting.
For racers right now, we got a Burnout Revenge and Project Gotham Racing 3. There's
other ones. They get Need for Speed Carbon.
Sure. There's a lot on the horizon, like Forza Motorsports.
Oh,
a lot of people like that. It's a little more of the
simulation type racers. Yeah. Adventure games, adventure, like, action-type stuff, Cameo is a fantastic game, and you can pick it up for pretty cheap now. There's Dead Rising, there's Lego Star Wars 2, which does not look like a next-gen game, but it's still fun, you know, it's still definitely a fun game. Saints Row, if you're into that whole GTA thing, if you can't wait for GTA 4 to come out, this is a complete knockoff, you know, but does a good job of it.
Yeah, apparently they even advanced the genre a little bit, and did some things that GTA hasn't.
Yeah.
This is one of the places where the 360 is lacking. I'm hoping that they'll pick up the ball. I want some platformers. Where's my Sly Cooper?
Mm-hmm. Games like
Where's my Mario-like game?
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, right now it seems like we're stuck with Cameo, I guess. Yeah. So, which is a fun game, but it's not the end-all, be-all of adventure games, you know.
But I have hope that they will.
Well, there's that Banjo, whichever one, Kazooie or Tooie. I can't remember which one is coming out. Banjo Kazooie, probably.
Right.
I can't remember. I mean, there's you know that could be pretty good. Oh, I forgot. That's what Rare is working on. Not my Killer Instinct. Listen, whores. Okay, and probably a Conker. They're probably going to put out a friggin' Conker game.
Oh, sure.
Before a goddamn Killer Instinct game. I don't understand this.
The problem is it looks like platformers are kind of going away.
Well, there is quite a bit on the PlayStation 3, though.
They're all those shooter platformers.
They're like Jack.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the newer Jack and Daxter. Yeah. The original one was a lot more.
Well, they got Spyro, and they've got... What was the one with the dude, the fat dude, and the skinny chick? What was that one called? I can't remember what the hell it was called now. Mark of the Kree.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I can't believe I remember the name of that game. Then there's also, and Shinobi and Nightshade, I believe, were also on the PS2.
Well, I would consider those a lot more action than platformers.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But they're still fun games. I have them.
Well, sure.
You know, I like those kind of things. And of course, sports games. The Xbox 360 shines at sports games.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a sports game per sport for every year. It's fantastic, and they actually do really a good job. Even the boxing game.
Mm-hmm.
Fight Night Round 3.
Although I wonder how much... That got really good reviews, and everybody was holding it up, but it was during a time that didn't have a whole lot going on the 360.
Yeah, this was an earlier game, wasn't it?
I wonder just how good it really is.
Yeah, that's a rental. Yeah. I'd like to check it out. I'd like to rent it one day. The PlayStation 3, even, you know, I mean, well, you've got Resistance. Resistance Fall of Man. I mean, the console's new, so it's kind of hard to do, but you do have plenty of sports games that are also really good on this, you know. Even Ridge Racer 7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a pretty solid racing game. Of course, you've got your NHL 2K7, NBA 2K7, Madden NFL, you know, 2007, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 07. There's some pretty solid sports games out for it right at this point, and that's probably their biggest demographic, really. Probably.
Yeah, and you'll be getting...
At least here in the U.S.
Right. You'll be getting a lot of RPGs. We know this. Final Fantasy 13 slated, as well as Versus.
We're going to see quite a bit in the future,
I'm sure. Gran Turismo.
Oh, yeah, Gran Turismo 5, of course.
Devil May Cry.
Yeah. Nintendo. The Wii. Already out of the gate with 5 pretty solid games.
And there's a lot in Japan, too, that looks pretty cool that we don't have yet.
Yeah. Of course, right off the top for our Wii.
There's Zelda Twilight Princess.
Yeah. Gotta have it. That's probably the killer app so far. The must-have Nintendo Wii game. And, you know, I'm really... excited to see what they do in the future for, like, the next Zelda, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, the let's hope they don't pull, like, a this is the Ocarina and the next one's going to be, like, a Majora's Mask type where it's just so drastically different. It's going to be nice to see if the next Zelda is, you know, still on the Wii.
Right.
I mean, it's entirely possible that this is the only Zelda you will ever have on the Wii.
Possible, but not likely.
Not likely. Definitely not likely.
In the next 5 years, they will probably put out another Zelda.
Hopefully. Hopefully. Hopefully we don't wind up in the situation we have now.
I hope they really push the Wii aspect of it. Because right now it does feel a little bit like a port.
Yeah.
Right?
But imagine in 5 years,
right.
They're going to have the graphics refined. They're going to have the control refined. It's going to be sweet. It's going to be awesome.
Next is Trauma Center, Second Opinion. Great game.
Which I'm counting as a puzzle game. It seems to me it's like a puzzle-slash-action game.
Yeah.
But definitely more of a puzzle game.
Sure.
I mean, it's action-y because, you know, you move around fast, but, I mean, Breakout could be considered an action game because you move around fast,
right.
You know? I like to think it's a puzzle game.
Rayman Raven Rabbids, which I have and will be playing more of if I can pull myself away from the 360. So far, it looks pretty darn good. A lot of mini-games.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool to swing around that thing and throw a cow.
That's awesome.
And the rail shooters in between each little section, which I'll get into more when we do an actual review. But the rail shooters are just great. They're a lot of fun.
It's good to hear. Super Monkey Ball, Banana Blitz. How sweet is this with the Wiimote?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Good stuff there. And, of course, Madden. You've got to have Madden. It's another console, right? So you got Madden 07 on that. Also, all of these games getting fantastic reviews, and plus there's a lot of good stuff in the future.
Oh, yeah.
You know? The Nintendo DS. Quite a few must-have games for the Nintendo DS. Like,
certainly.
You know, New Super Mario Brothers, I think. You owe it to yourself to pick this game up.
Most definitely.
You know, Sonic Rush is a fantastic game. Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow, and upcoming in, oh my god, 2 days, Portrait of Ruin.
Oh, yeah.
By the time you hear this, oh jeez, that's more money I have to shell out. Damn it, Kirby Canvas Curse. I mean, that's a solid Nintendo DS game, you know?
Advance Wars, Dual Strike.
Gotta get your strategy on. They do a good job. There's also that, what's the other one a lot like it with the fox?
Firefox.
Star Fox. Assault. Star Fox.
I was going to say Fire Emblem.
Command or what it's called. Oh, okay. Yeah, shit. I forgot all about that. Mario Kart DS. That's like the best racing game, or at least the best version of Mario ever.
Oh, yeah.
Mario Kart. Nanostray,
which I never got to see or play. But.
Oh, I like it. It's a shooting game. It gets pretty high reviews everywhere, and its only flaw is that it's like a little easy because you have like this unlimited continues thing going on,
right?
Which I don't dig. You have the uberness that is Final Fantasy III.
And Mario and Luigi Partners in Time. And I like the Mario RPGs. They're
I need to
fun.
Check it out. I need to check it out. I hear a lot of good things about it. Tetris DS, you know, that's a really, really fun puzzle game, especially playing over the Wi-Fi.
The classic.
You know, yeah. This has Game Boy type portable handheld game written all over it.
Meteos, which was a bit like Zuma.
Yeah. Elite Beat Agents, which I don't know if that one's going to stand the test of time. It's got songs in it that are just not that good.
Right.
You know, they may be popular now, but they won't be in 5 years.
Yeah.
Hell, they probably won't be in a month or two. But a lot of people are really digging it right now.
The Brain Age games, of course.
Absolutely. The brain training games. Even I have to admit I've got one of them, the first one.
Right.
You know. Metroid Prime Hunters. A lot of people like that if you can get used to the controls.
Mm-hmm. Nintendogs was huge.
Yeah. It still seems to be going pretty strong. Mm-hmm. I still see people talking about it an awful lot. Just like Animal Crossing. Went over huge for some reason. You know, there's a demographic for this, though. It kind of did, but I bet, like, the demographic that plays this kind of game picked it up, ate it up, and nobody else saw it.
Right.
You know? I think that's what kind of happened.
WarioWare Touched, which I haven't played, but I'm sure the Wario series just screams for this kind of control.
Yeah.
The Wii version is going to be great, too.
Yeah. Yes, it is. That's going to be awesome. Yoshi's Island DS, this game has just been kicking ass all over the place. It's got the most beautiful 2D graphics. And, of course, Trauma Center.
Yeah.
Trauma Center.
Although, if you're going to pick one up, get it for the Wii.
Well, if you don't have a Wii, no.
And if you don't have a Wii and you're not going to get one, it is really good on the DS as well.
Yeah. And, of course, I mean, you know, this could apply to, like, the PS3. You get a fuck ton of awesome PS2 games. But with the Nintendo DS, you've got a billion Game Boy Advance games. Mm-hmm. Not all the best games in the world, but you can pick up some pretty... I mean, you can get Final Fantasy 1, 2, 4, 5, and in February 6th. For the Game Boy Advance. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. And you can play them all on your Nintendo DS. Plus, there's a million other games that are actually really cool for that. There's Zelda. There's a Lunar game for it that's like better than Dragon Song, the DS one. There's
all kinds of Pokemon.
Yeah. God, I forgot about those too. Those go over huge games. The Sony PSP, believe it or not, okay, despite what we say, a lot of review sites tend to like some of the PSP games. They give them a little more credit than I think they're worth.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, okay, there's Ridge Racer. You gotta have some racing games.
Ridge Racer!
Yes, I didn't say it right. You've got Burnout Legends, which I really like on the PSP. They did a damn good job, especially after seeing the ass that is the DS version, you know?
Yeah, they just tried to push it too hard.
Yeah, it can't handle that.
Lumines was just huge.
Luminous?
Well, yeah, whatever.
I'm telling you, it's Lumines. Look at it.
That's what
I
said.
It is. I know, but it's not. It's supposed to be luminous, though. Oh. But I'm telling you, it looks like Lumines. I swear to God, that's what the word is. Because that's not how you spell luminous, assholes. Grand Theft Auto, Liberty City, and Vice City Stories. Now, whatever. They're huge types of games. People love them. Take your bad self and gangster out with Grand Theft Auto.
I really think that this belongs in the living room, which is my problem with the PSP in general.
Yeah.
A lot of these games belong in the living room.
Yep. They did not adapt these for portable play. Like Tekken Dark Resurrection. The fighting games, I don't think, go over too well. There's even Street Fighter Alpha Max, I think. Street Fighter Alpha. Street Fighter. Something Max is in it. Anyway, I don't like the D-pad on the PSP, but a lot of people don't have the same problem with it that I have. So you can get some, you know, pretty decent fighting on there. And a game that I think is awesome, Ultimate Ghosts and Goblins. Mm-hmm. That's sweet. That is some sweet shit right there.
There's also Dungeon Siege, Throne of Agony, which apparently they did a pretty good job
with. I've got to check that out. I've been hearing good things about that. All of these games are fantastic. Valkyrie Profile Lyneth. There's another game I forgot about.
Right.
Definitely, I need to check that out.
Especially for a lot of people who heard about the cult status of Valkyrie Profile, but never got around to actually playing it, and now it's gone, and you can't find it. Well, here's your chance to check it out.
Yep.
And, of course...
Sports games.
Madden, FIFA, Tiger, Woods.
Major League Baseball, and WWE... SmackDown versus Raw, some shit like that, I'm sure. 06.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all of these games are fantastic games for all of these consoles that are out currently. So this has to be played into, would you buy this console for those games?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if half of this list you said, oh, my God, Castlevania Dinosaur, oh, my God, Advance Wars, oh, my God, Mario Kart, oh, my God, Final Fantasy. You know what? Do yourself a favor. Drop the $130 on a DS, get $20 worth of accessories, and, you know, $150 worth of games. You will be in absolute heaven for days, and you'll be getting off cheap. You know, so hopefully, I mean, we had a lot of fun doing this, a lot more than I thought we did, too. Like, we set up to do it, but this turned out to be pretty awesome, because I think this answers, hopefully, a lot of questions for a lot of people on what to get, you know, that are kind of on the fence. It's console time in Gamerland, you know, I mean, it's just three fat home consoles are out, and two portable systems, one pretty fat, is out right now.
And for anyone that just wanted the question answered, obviously... We think the 360 at this point in time.
Yeah. So, my Bill, you can just make that check out to... but, I mean, that's as it stands right now, and with good reason, though.
Right.
You know, that we're not just pulling this out of our ass.
Right now, they got it set up, and they have the future that all the other consoles do, too.
Right, exactly.
They have it now and in the future.
Right, right. So, you know, take all these things into consideration. Hopefully, this will answer your question, and hopefully, you'll be sending us some email in a couple of weeks going, oh, God, you know... You went over this list, and I figured this, and holy shit, I bought this, and I'm such a happy camper. You know, this is what we want to hear.
Right.
You know, we want to hear awesome gaming stories and whatnot, and this is quite a bit of work this show actually went into doing this. And hopefully this pays off, and hopefully this answers some questions for a lot of people and takes care of things. This is an awfully long show, so we will see you next week. Go to the website, and go to the forum, and go... Fill out your Game of the Year nominees and all that. Take your time. Edit your post over and over and over. We're not going to even get to it until like the last week in December. So none of it's final that you post on the forum, but you can like get yourself a draft going and edit it as you need, as many times as you want for the next like 3 weeks.
Be a part of the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hey, see? So, bye.
Later.